Heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Billy Pilgrim from my buddy Doug Tooley from B&T 241-3474. You need to know that number, 241-3474, for the best service. Doug and his great crew at B&T makes TV so easy. They're the experts. They do TV wall mounts. They did one for us. TV antennas, surround sound. They can even set up your RV or set up your boat. Doug doesn't do dishes, but he'll dust behind your TV. So for all your TV entertainment needs, no matter what it is, call the local guys. Call my buddy Doug Tooley, the nicest man in the world, at 241-3474. 241-3474. They'll be there on time. They'll get the job done on time, and you're good to go.
With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Doug makes TV easy.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app. LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit, Bank of America, and DAP. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on this fine fall day? If it's your house, you're in exactly the right place. Are you outside looking at tons and tons of leaves that are all over the place trying to get them cleaned up? Got some gutters to empty out so they don't clog and overflow and wash out your landscaping or flood your basement? You got some kitchen projects to do, some painting, some floor squeaks to fix. Whatever project you want to get done, we are here to help lend a hand. We've got years and years of experience doing just that, and if there's a project that you need some assistance with, I bet we can get you pointed in the right direction. Coming up on today's show, have you checked your windows lately for drafts? You know, we're going to give you a checklist to make sure those windows are still as energy efficient as the day they were installed. We'll walk you through a DIY checklist and help you make sure that you're not wasting any energy dollars in today's smart spending tip.
And also ahead, painting a room really is the most economical way to change the decor of that space. But while most people spend a lot of time picking out that perfect color for the room, they really don't think about the perfect paint sheen. I mean, it's kind of an afterthought. So we're going to share some tips on how to choose the best sheen to make your project shine or not. Totally up to you.
That's a good point because, you know, sometimes too much sheen is a bad thing, right? Because it shows all the flaws. So, yeah, we'll walk you through those steps. But also ahead, spending more time than ever in our homes over the last year has driven many Americans to finally tackle the DIY home improvement projects they've been putting off. But for those living with their partner, doing it yourself also meant doing it together. So we wondered, how did those relationships fare amongst all that home improvement stress? There's been a new survey out that points out some interesting information about that. We'll share it in just a bit.
But first, let us help you guys create your best home ever. What projects are you working on this fall season? Are you just gearing up for family gatherings? You're trying to make it look nice inside, outside? Whatever it is, we're here to lend a hand. So give us a call anytime at 888 Money Pit.
888-666-3974, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. Let's get to it, Leslie. Lots of fall fix-ups going on out there. Who's first?
Catherine, you've got the Money Pit. What can we help you with today?
I have lighting in the basement, and it is something we started initially, and we changed our mind. And so there are outlets or holes that are intended for light fixtures and then also a ceiling fan. And we're changing how we're going to do things down there. Is there some way that we can patch it up and start all over, or do we need to have an electrician in and resurface everything and do everything all over again?
Okay, so your main concern is that you have the holes that you're not using anymore, so you want to know if you can patch those?
Yes.
Yeah, sure you can.
And then the wires are already there.
Oh, the wires are there? Well, if the wires are there, if they're live, if they're connected on the other end, if they're energized to a panel, then they have to be disconnected for sure.
Okay.
You could just put a wire nuts on the end of it and cover the box. And there's different types of ceiling plates that could cover that. But frankly, if you're never going to use that wiring, I wouldn't have extra energized wiring through the ceiling. I would just disconnect it at the panel or wherever it was given power. If it's a matter of there's no wiring behind it or you've totally disconnected it and now you've got these big old holes, you can do it one of two ways. You can either put like a decorative plate, let's say it's around electrical box. There are electrical plates that are designed to fit over ceilings that can cover that. You can paint it white. It's not that noticeable. Or if you wanted to completely repair the ceiling as if it never happened at all, then what I would do is I would probably, if I was repairing that, I would square off the hole first. So, because it's a lot easier to patch a square hole than it is a round hole. And then what you do is you take another piece of drywall and you basically measure out a piece that's, well, let's say it's about 2 inches wider on all sides. So if it was 4x4 of the hole, I would cut a piece that was 8x8 or so. Because what you're going to do, and this is a little tricky, you're going to turn that piece of drywall upside down, and you're going to sort of score where that 4-inch piece would be in the middle. Then you're going to peel off all of the plastic that's on the drywall except for the paper on the outside edge, because that's going to actually act as the drywall tape. And then if you put spackle, and you put that little piece back up there, and you may have to tack it in place with a screw or something while it's drying, you can spackle that, and it will magically disappear. But when it's time to paint, make sure you prime it, and then always use a flat paint, because otherwise all the spackle you put up there, even if you do a good job, is going to be really obvious. Okay?
Okay. Excellent. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Andrew in Arkansas, you've got the money pit. What's going on?
A few years ago, my wife and I decided we would downgrade to a cheaper home, and the home we purchased has a basement. So we gave up our garage when we sold our other home and we moved to this house. And so what I would like to do is add a garage or carport at least. The house sits on a slope, and The east wall is on the lower side of the slope, and it already has a walk-in door. And what I would like to do is remove all the soil, all the dirt from that east wall, and add concrete and either a garage or a carport in that area. But I'm not sure if I remove all that dirt from that wall, if it'll affect the stability of the wall, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So in other words, where you would have to excavate, the wall in that area is a supportive wall that's basically holding up that side of the house. Is that right?
That is correct. Yes.
Yeah. You can't dig it out without supporting the structure in the process. And there's a number of ways to do that. But I have to tell you straight off, Andrew, it's not a DIY project. You know, this is a big job. But there's a process called needle beaming where essentially it can run steel beams through the wall before that work is done, and then support them externally so that that they run perpendicular through it and in a couple of different places, and it will hold those walls up while you kind of do all the work that it would take to kind of restore that wall or beef it up. But that's the same thing that you would do if you were taking out a foundation. But if you're going to dig out that dirt, you're definitely going to disturb that wall, and you definitely may have some shifting of the house, and that would not be good. And also wouldn't be something that you're going to get insurance to pay for. You could make a heck of a mess out of it. So I think you need to get some professional help. And at least for this part of the project, you know, maybe there's some of the construction you can do yourself. But in terms of getting that foundation set for this addition or this carport, whatever it turns out to be, I would definitely get a pro involved. And I might even consider having an architect spec it out for me, because if you make some errors in this space, it could definitely affect the value of your home.
Okay. So I guess with removing all that from the wall, it could cause a buckling effect possibly.
Well, yeah, because the foundation is going to be resting on the soil below it. And we also don't know, because you said it was a sloped lot, we don't know how deep that foundation is compared to what it needs to be for this new addition. So it needs some, it may be that the foundation is not deep enough and you have to
you have to take it out completely and rebuild that piece of it. So there's just too many unknowns for you to dig into this, no pun intended, but I would definitely get some professional help.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, I'd appreciate the advice.
Yeah, no problem. If I thought you could do it yourself, I would, but this is definitely something where, you know, it could be very unsafe and it could definitely impact the value of your home as well as livability.
Yes, thank you very much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Reach out to us with your DIY questions at 888 Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today.
And just ahead, have you started feeling a draft from your windows just yet? We're going to share a checklist to make sure your windows are energy efficient in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card after this.
You live in a money pit.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier.
That's for sure. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. It's easy to browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects.
Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, we've partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast designed to provide tips, ideas, and resources to help improve your business. It's called the Profiles Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros. We share strategies and share solutions that are going to save time, increase profit, and improve your customer satisfaction. You can listen and follow the Profiles Podcast at llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, from bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we're here to share non-biased expertise to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence.
Join us for new episodes of The Money Pit Podcast every Monday and Thursday, just in time for your next home improvement adventure.
Well, kitchens are a great project to tackle, and one project that can really change the look of that space is replacing the countertop. But while replacing the countertop can be expensive, refinishing it is not, and it can be easily accomplished with a kit that's just made exactly for this project, and that's what we're giving away today.
Yep, we've got the spread stone countertop finishing kit from Dice Coatings to give away today. It delivers a real stone surface. It's beautiful. It lasts. It's heat resistant. It's water repellent. It comes in 11 colors, and this project is an easy DIY job you can get done in a single weekend. It's worth $125 going out to one caller drawn at random. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Now, it's available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Dice Coatings website at dicecoatings.com, but we've got one to give away, so make that you. Call us right now with your question. We'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat, and you may just be taking home that spread stone countertop finishing kit from Dice Coatings.
Allison in Illinois is on the line, has a question about some gutters. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Hi. So we just bought our first home, and it's in the city, so it's very close to the house next to us. They're small lots. And so we're probably 5 feet from our neighbors on the south side. And we're hoping to finish our basement, so we're looking into waterproofing that. But we also just have this enormous puddle that happens every time it rains in between the two houses.
Okay.
Which is not in use. But anyway, so giant puddle. I don't actually know if French drain is okay in Chicago. But, yeah, just wondering what we can do about that. It's pretty unlevel ground.
So first of all, you mentioned that you're planning to waterproof your basement. If you do this right, you probably won't have to do any further waterproofing of your basement, because when your basements get damp and wet as a result of rainfall and puddles forming around the foundation, that is the source of the leak. So if we control that, we know that the basement will stay dry. Now, when you have two houses that are close together and there's no place for the water to run, you need to try to do everything you can to kind of manage it. Now, did the roofs on these houses both sort of dump into the space between it? Do they have gutters that are working? What kind of water management is there now?
Sure, yeah. Our gutters do work. We have a lot of trees, so we're going to have to clean them out frequently, but we've done that already. Our neighbor's does not. His gutter goes into the ground, and you can see when there's a little hole in the side of one of them, and it's just packed with dirt and leaves.
Okay. Yeah, so that's going to be a problem because your neighbor's going to dump a lot of water your way. Can you chat with your neighbor about fixing this?
Or diverting it?
I don't even know how you clear out a gutter like that that goes into the ground.
Well, what you do is you basically, it's kind of like Roto-Rooter. You hire a drain cleaner.
Okay.
And essentially what has to happen here is you got to manage this water any way you can. So I would tell you this. I would put oversized gutters on both houses. So instead of a 4-inch gutter, I would put a 6-inch because they clog a lot less frequently. I would try to have the downspouts discharge to the lowest part of the property, and I would extend the downspout so that the water does not collect around the foundation, either overgrade or underground. You extend them and get them out. If I was still collecting water in the space between the two homes, what I would do is I would put a French drain, and basically that's a trench that's roughly 12 to 18 inches square. And then you put some stone in the bottom of it, you lay a perforated pipe in the stone, and then you put more dirt and stone around it, and essentially what happens is that the water collects in that area, it goes into the pipe, and it runs out. There's a type of French drain that's actually pre-made these days where you don't have to do the whole stone thing. And then you'll find that at home centers where it looks like a plastic perforated pipe, but it's wrapped in a cloth that has what looks like packing peanuts in between the cloth and the pipe itself, and that's sort of the aggregate, and that can go in one piece. But however you do this, you've got to put that drain in. It's got to pitch so at least about a quarter inch a foot so that the water that's collecting there can go somewhere. And that's the key. You got to find out where that somewhere is. You know, if it's the backyard, great. If it's the front yard, you might be able to drop it into the street if the town lets you do that. But you got to manage that water. If you don't manage the water, it's going to have no place to go but down, saturate those foundation walls, and it will show up as a leak in both basements potentially. But you can fix this, you know, if you manage the water. If you search on our website, at moneypit.com, about leaky basements, you'll find, if you look at how to solve a leaky basement and stop a basement that floods, you'll find some really good posts that we've done over the years on it. Some of the basement content on the site is some of the most popular that we have. That'll actually walk you through this step by step and to show you all the ways that this causes the floods. Okay?
Okay, great. And there's room for that in between the two houses with, like, the 5 feet.
Oh, that's plenty of room for it. Done it with less.
Okay.
All right? Okay, Allison, good luck with that project.
Thank you.
Well, now that the temperatures are dropping, have you started to feel the drafts? It's a good time to inspect your windows for signs of those drafts that are driving up your energy costs. We're going to explain how in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Yeah, you want to start by examining the edges of your window and patio doors for drafty areas. Now, an easy way to do this is to run the back of your hand slowly over these areas. Now, the back of our hands are way more sensitive than the palms, so you're really going to be able to quickly find those leaky spots.
Yeah, great tip. And those leaks can usually cut down on the energy efficiency of your windows. If you find them, you can use weather stripping or caulk to seal those gaps. And if you don't use the windows at all during the winter, you can consider window film that can be temporarily installed for the whole season and then removed.
Now, if your windows don't open or close easily, that could mean that key components inside are damaged or they need adjustment. And that could mean that the windows are no longer as efficient as they once were. So you should consider repairing them or replacing them.
Yeah, and if that sounds expensive, remember, you can replace windows a few at a time to cut costs. If you're going to do this project, be smart about it. What I would suggest is you replace the ones in the north-facing rooms of your house. That's the coldest side of the house, and then work toward the other sides of the house after that.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Dante in Rhode Island's on the line with a painting question. Tell us what you are working on.
Well, I had my house painted a couple of 2 years ago. Then my wife decided she wanted to take the towel rack off the wall. I took it off the wall. I compounded it. I sanded it. And I had some paint, a brand new can of, you know, a gray paint pint.
Right.
I opened it. I stirred it up. Put it on the wall. It dried a different color.
Are you repainting a wall, but you just happen to have an extra can of this stuff? Is that what you're doing?
The painter told me, so why don't you just buy a can of this paint?
Oh, okay. And now it's not matching. I understand. Problem is that with exposure to sunlight, the color changes. It fades. How big is this room?
It's a bathroom. It's not big.
All right, so it's a small room. All right. Listen, I think the easiest thing for you to do at this point is to repaint the whole room. Because with all the aggravation you're going through to try to match this old paint, by the time you just mask everything off, put one coat of primer on first. That is really important. Do not skip the primer step. It will be very sad. Prime the walls first, because this will seal in whatever's there, and then just put one coat of paint on top over that, and you'll be good to go. I think at this point, you've made every effort that you should reasonably make to find the color that matches the old paint. You were unsuccessful, so let's go and start from scratch, especially since it's only a bathroom in a fairly small room and easy to paint. Okay?
Not like that it's old. The can was brand new.
I hear you, but it's not working. So there's a point where you kind of throw in the towel, and that's what I would do. If that was me, I wouldn't mess with it any further. I would just throw in the towel, put a coat of primer on everything, repaint the walls, and call it a day. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. Coming up, painting a room is a great way to change the look of the decor, but besides picking out that perfect color, the paint sheen really is key to making sure that the project looks great. We're going to share some tips when we come back. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickRete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at the Simple Mat.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Berks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Berks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Berks Construction Management.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homelessness.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane. Also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash, and valuables, heirlooms, and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving, and repair service available in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today. At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
The United States Marine Corps cordially invites you to celebrate the 246th birthday of our Corps, November 10th at noon at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Auditorium. Event will take 30 minutes and include the presentation of colors, national anthem, recognizing the oldest and youngest Marines, and more. Birthday cake will be served at the conclusion of the ceremony. That's November 10th at noon at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Auditorium. Semper Fi.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant,
Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
And that's why it's real important that they be done correctly. You can't, you know, when you install these transfer switches inside, they have technology built into them to prevent what's called a back feed, so that electricity doesn't go back through the wiring and can hurt a lineman, for example, that's working on the power line. So you can't really run it without the transfer switch, and that has to be permanently installed. And the generator itself is a very big appliance. That said, a portable generator, you know, is much smaller. Now, if you just want to power a couple of things, you know, you could use a very small generator. Generac has one that's called the IQ. That's 2,000 watts. That's under $1,000, and will, you know, power a fair number of household items, small appliances, lights, that sort of thing. But you have some options there. But again, you have to use an extension cord.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right, Linda. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, painting a room is the most economical way to change your decor. But while most of us spend a lot of time picking out that perfect color, choosing the perfect paint sheen is also super important, because the right sheen can mean the difference between easy cleanup and a smudge that is really hard to get rid of, for one.
Yeah, so let's start with the basics about the sheen. First of all, flat. It's got a matte appearance, no sheen, and this really is a good choice when the surface you're covering is not in the most perfect condition, because the more reflective or shiny the sheen is or the finish is in the paint, the more you're going to notice those imperfections. I'm talking about things like a drywall seam or a nail pop, or if you had a previous texture on the wall and you sort of knocked it down and it maybe isn't the most even, you'll definitely notice it with more of a sheen, but with a flat, you won't. It's also really great for ceilings, but it's not meant for areas that are high traffic, high touch, because it's going to show scuffs and it's going to smudge easily, and it can be hard to clean. Now, this one, eggshell, it's my favorite, but I have noticed that when I use eggshell, depending on the color, you sort of get a variety of the sheen of eggshell. Like, the deeper, darker the color, the more shiny it will appear than like a gray or a taupe or a beige. Now, most people think eggshell, that's just the color, but what happens is when that paint dries, the surface of it kind of looks like an actual eggshell. It's got, you know, it's mostly flat, but it's got a little area that seems kind of rich or a little bit of a sheen, kind of velvety, and it's a smooth finish. It does reflect a little bit more than flat, but it is going to hide those imperfections. It's somewhat washable, and it's not really as durable as the other sheens, but I really do love it. It's my favorite.
Yeah, and that reflection is really the issue. If you use too much of a gloss or too much of a sheen on a wall, for example, most drywallers today are not perfect. Nobody's perfect, but I mean, if you want to find the imperfections in a wall, go ahead and paint it with something that's got a sheen to it, because when the sunlight casts across it, when the room lights cast across it, you know, just hold a flashlight at an angle, like flat to the wall. I used to do this when I was inspecting and I was kind of looking for cracks and stuff. I'd hold it like almost on the wall, and as that light casts across it, you can see every nail, you can see every spackle mark, you can see every seam. And that's what happens when the light gets cast across it. So make sure you go with nothing that is stronger than the eggshell on walls. Now, from there, because the sheen really starts to kick up, let's start with satin. It's got kind of a silky sheen. It's really my favorite sort of sheen for most projects, for trim and also for like urethane projects. Because it reflects just enough light, and it works really well in spaces that are damp, like kitchens and bathrooms. It's durable enough for kids' rooms and hallways. It can also be used on woodwork and trim, and it stands up well to grime. It cleans up super well, too. From there, we go to semi-gloss, which is shinier than satin, and that reflects actually about 35 to 50% of the light that hits it. So if you've got an area that is really prone to fingerprints, for example, then that's a good choice for semi-gloss. And from there, high gloss. Highest sheen paint, great for utility rooms, playrooms, where washability is absolutely a must. But don't use it if you're worried about imperfections, because it will highlight every single one.
I love it on a banister.
Hey, that's a good place for it, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right, and it gets super dirty, so it's easy to clean.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we're here to help with all of those home improvement and decor questions that you've got. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. You can get started at Angie.com. Coming up, spending more time at home? Come on, guys. We've been home a lot the past year and a half. So maybe you've been looking around the house and starting to tackle those DIY projects that you had been putting off. But for those living with their partner, doing it yourself meant doing it together. So how did those relationships fare amongst that home improvement stress, plus the stress of the pandemic? My goodness. We're going to share the results of a new survey that tells all next.
You live in a body pit.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and the holidays just around the corner, it can feel like there's no time left to tackle home projects, even the ones that just can't wait. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. It's easy to browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save your time for where it matters most. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deitch Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deitch Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deitch Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeitchCoatings.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings.
Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful fall weekend. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And you can listen to the Money Pit whenever you want when you follow the Money Pit podcast. You're going to get new episodes every Monday and every Thursday, which gives you a perfect amount of time to plan a weekend project or maybe your next home improvement adventure.
Subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Well, one project that can really change the look of a kitchen is replacing that countertop. But while replacing the countertop could be expensive, refinishing it certainly is not, and you can easily accomplish it with a kit that's made exactly for this project, and we're giving it away today.
Yep, it's called the Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit. It's made by Deitch Coatings. This adds a real stone surface to your old top. It's beautiful, it lasts, it's heat resistant, it's of course water repellent, and it's a project you can tackle in one weekend. Now it's available for $125 online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. But we've got one Spreadstone countertop finishing kit going out to a listener drawn at random. If you'd like to enter, call us with your home improvement question or post it at MoneyPit.com. And that phone number is 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Now we've got Lee on the line with a real estate question.
We are a military couple, and we have 5 children. We're just trying to decide when we should put our house up on the market. We just got orders to go to a new base, and we're trying to decide if we should put it up now or wait a few months, when the best time would be for that.
Wow. Well, first of all, thank you for your service, and that's quite a challenge that you have. You've got 5 kids, and you've got to move. I would say that you'd be better off putting it up now, not waiting, even though it doesn't seem like it's the best time of year to sell. A bird in hand is worth two in the bush, as my dad always used to say. And if you can sell that house now, rather than risk not having it sold by the time it's time for you to move, that's the best possible scenario. If you find a buyer that's really cooperative, they might even be able to extend the closing date to give you the time that you need to get to the new base. But I guess if I was faced with that scenario, I would probably try to get the home on the market as quickly as possible.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, there's no doubt that home improvement can be stressful, but add to it the confines of being at home with a partner through those projects, and you've got the makings of the best relationship test ever, or perhaps a shortcut to divorce court.
Well, Home Advisor recently surveyed homeowners across the country to find out how DIY couples navigated home improvement projects, and the results, pretty interesting. So 7 in 10 say home improvement projects are a great relationship test, no doubt. And agreeing to or staying on budget was an issue for 80% of couples. So it always comes down to the money, right?
That is true. And nearly 3 in 5 couples described the home improvement process as satisfying, while only 1 in 5 said it was tense. Now, the best projects to work on with a partner are the bedroom, the kitchen, and a living room. And couples are more likely to argue over small things like the paint color rather than the bigger decisions like, should we knock this wall down? Which you would think it would be the other way around.
Yeah, and even though it can lead to tension, respondents often enjoy doing DIY home improvement projects with their partner. 2 in 5 described the experience as satisfying, and 67% said it brought them closer together. Isn't that nice?
We've got Dana in Massachusetts on the line who's dealing with some peeling paint. Tell us what's happening.
Yes, on our north side where it gets very little sunlight, we were painting it. It was painted before, but we were repainting it, and where it was chipping. And we did put down some primer first, and then we painted it, and then it keeps bubbling and chipping after we're done painting it.
Wow. So even though you put down primer, it still seems to keep separating. Is it separating from a layer deeper than the primer coat? Like, cause sometimes with multiple coats of paint, it'll break down deeper in the surface, like one of the earlier coats of paint.
I don't I don't think it is. Someone said that what they thought might have happened is the first time it was painted, that the painters might have painted it. I don't even know if they put primer down. They might have put one coat, and they might have painted it right after a rainstorm when the wood was still wet.
Well, maybe, maybe not. But the thing is, if they didn't prime it, then that's the reason it's separating. Primer is always really important because it really makes the color coat stick, so to speak. So if you've got peely paint, there's no way that you can go over that with new paint because you can't put good paint over bad paint. It's just going to continue to peel. So you got to get down to a surface that's below all that loose stuff. Now, if it's a big area, you can prime the whole thing. If it's small areas that are sort of separated, then you can do what's called spot priming. And just to be absolutely certain, when you go to the home center or the paint store, I would get a bonding primer, which is very adhesive, and it really sticks to those old surfaces no matter what's there. And then once that's all set up, then you can go ahead and put another finish coat on top, and you should be good to go.
So we'd have to completely, like, strip the paint, is what you're saying, and then
I
put
am.
Down?
Yep, I am. Unfortunately, if it's not sticking, it's not sticking. You just can't go over it. It's just going to be worse.
Bonding primer, you said, and then paint it again?
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
And that'll solve it. Yeah, you got it, Dana. Good luck with the project.
Thank you.
You are tuned to The Money Pit, brought to you by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, get upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. So download the app today. Coming up, what do you do when your deck stain just won't stick? That is a terrible problem, which we are going to help solve next.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie,
and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, Vicki says, we have a cedar deck that was finished twice with a dark stain. After about a year, the stain started peeling like paint. We used a pressure washer to get some of the loose paint off, but that also caused some of the wood to splinter. How do we remove the rest of the stain, and what do we do to refinish it?
Yeah, you know, you got to be careful with the pressure washer, right? I mean, there's so much pressure in that, and usually they're very adjustable, so you want to use only as much as you absolutely need, even if it takes longer, because if you use too much pressure, you can definitely damage the wood. I mean, I've even seen pressure washers damage concrete when they're set too high. So they're a good tool, especially if the paint is loose, but there's a fair amount of elbow grease needed to kind of scrub off that loose stuff. And you don't have to get every piece of it off, but if it's not adhering, then it has to come off, because you can't put, you know, good paint over bad paint or good stain over bad stain. So I would say to get off as much as you can. And then at this point, I would wait for summer. Wait until it's good and dry, even spring or late spring.
Yeah, but like days after no rain, like it's got to be dry.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is the kind of project where you go, oh, I'm going to do it, you know, I don't know, first week in May. And then the first week in May, it rains like crazy. And you go, I'll do it next week. And then you wait 3 days. Okay, I'm going to do it tomorrow. And then it rains again. See, timing is really important. So wait till it's good and dry. And then you want to use a high adhesion primer. Now, typically you would not use a primer on a deck. But in your case, you're having a real bad time getting this to stick. So I'm going to suggest that you don't stain it, but paint it. You can use the low sheen paint. It's almost the same as a solid color stain, but I want you to use a high adhesion primer. And what that means is these are primers that are made specifically to stick to the deck, stick to the base, stick to the substrate, and not peel off. The only job of that primer is to grab on to those wood fibers and not separate. Once the primer dries, then you put some paint on top of that. An easy way to do that is to pick up a paint sprayer. You can rent one, but frankly, today you can buy them just as inexpensively. Wagner's got a whole line of them. Their Control Pro line's really good. And you can spray that deck a lot quicker than you could paint it, and you will get in every nook and cranny.
Oh, yeah, that's the best part of it.
Yeah, and you can use the paint sprayer for the primer, too. You know, there's no reason not to do that. The job goes quickly. Yeah, it takes a little more time to set up and clean up because you've got the sprayer to deal with, but it's definitely easier and the best way to do it. Otherwise, you got to, like, shove the brush into all of those little grooves between the boards, and you never get it 100%. So I think that's what you're up against, Vicki. You're going to have to do a good job with it this time so it'll stick. And if you do it right, you ought to get 7-8 years out of it.
Yeah, Vicki, and once you do get a finish to stick, Tom's right, you're going to get a long run with that finish. So take your time, do it right, and make sure you pick a color you like, because you're going to be stuck with it.
Well, let's be positive. You're going to enjoy it. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful fall weekend. What projects are you tackling right now? What projects do you want to get done? If you've not been able to reach us during this show to ask questions, you can try us any time of the day or night by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. If we're not in the studio, we will call you back the next time we are. You can also post your questions to our Instagram page, our Facebook page. You can tweet us with your questions. We are out there looking to support the jobs that you guys want to do around your house and help you create your best home ever. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a body pit.
No.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. An anti-Donald Trump group says it was behind a smear attempt against Virginia GOP gubernatorial candidate Glenn Youngkin.
The Lincoln Project is taking credit for a group of five people holding tiki torches who showed up at a Charlottesville campaign stop by Youngkin. The appearance was meant to associate Youngkin with torch-bearing white supremacists who descended on the city during 2 days of violence in 2017. Charlottesville TV station WVIR reported that while Youngkin was inside a restaurant, the group of five people appeared next to Youngkin's campaign bus. After Democrats denied having anything to do with the group, the Lincoln Project said it was behind what it called a demonstration. Keith Peters reporting.
At the G20 summit, President Biden told leaders of Germany, France, and Britain he's resuming international negotiations with Iran over its nuclear program. The four leaders issued a statement warning of provocative steps Tehran's taking by continuing to enrich uranium to near weapons-grade level, Mr. Biden trying to revive a 2015 nuclear deal. Merriam-Webster has added 455 new words to its venerable dictionary.
Dad bod, am I right? Those make the list among a number of abbreviations and slang ubiquitous on social media. Merriam-Webster defines am I right as a quick way to write am I right. Others include TBH, an abbreviation for to be honest, and FTW, as in for the win. Merriam-Webster explains in social media, FTW is often used to acknowledge a clever or funny response to a question or meme. Partisan politics also contributed with the phrase whataboutism, the act or practice of responding to an accusation of wrongdoing by claiming that an offense committed by another is similar or worse. I'm Ben Thomas.
The latest news and the best analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them, the weight works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo is urging Southeast Asian countries to speed up plans to create a regional travel corridor to help revive tourism and speed up a recovery from the economic damage of the pandemic.
Citing UN and World Trade Organization data, Widodo says the level of restrictions in Southeast Asia is the highest in the world, with coronavirus cases in the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations now declining. Those restrictions should be eased to allow people to travel more freely. Speaking in an online business forum, Widodo urged immediate adoption of a regional travel corridor, a concept initiated by Indonesia in 2020 that would include faster immigration lanes and recognition of vaccine certificates. Jeremy House reporting.
Toyota says it's testing hydrogen combustion engines in race cars as it works toward using the technology in commercial products. News and analysis at townhall.com. A judge has ordered Alabama striking miners to stop picketing.
Circuit Judge James Roberts issued a restraining order prohibiting the union members from picketing within 300 yards of Warrior Met coal mines and offices in Tuscaloosa. The company says the level of violence along picket lines had reached a dangerous level over the last week. United Mine Workers of America International President Cecil Roberts called the restraining order unconstitutional and said it will not break the strike. Miners have been on strike since April. John Scott reporting.
Portland, Oregon tourism officials say the city's badly damaged reputation is because of months of destructive protests, a homeless crisis, and a record year of homicides. Travel Portland, the city's tourism promotion group, partly funded by taxes, told the city council and mayor that the city's declined to its lowest level of being a likely destination for conventions. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app. LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit. Bank of America and DAP. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And what are you doing this fine early November day if you are working in your house? If you're thinking about a project to get ready for the holidays, sprucing up a bathroom, a kitchen, maybe a basement, maybe you're thinking about tackling a bigger project to make your home more energy efficient, adding insulation, switching out some drafty windows, whatever is on your how-to-to-do list, we can put it on ours too and give you some tips, give you some advice, maybe talk about some shortcuts so that you can save money and get the job done once. Get it done right so you can get to enjoying your house all that much quicker. If you'd like to get in touch with your questions, it's easy to do. Pick up the phone and dial 1-888-666-3974, which spells 888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about garage heating. It's a popular project this time of year, so we'll walk you through the best options to take the chill out of your garage space so that maybe you have another place to hide away and get some jobs done.
A secret space to go to where no one will
buy. A secret space that's heated.
That's always the best.
Hey, that was the first project I did when the pandemic hit. I insulated my garage. I picked up a heater. I was a happy camper.
Yeah, you were like, I need to get away from my family for 5 minutes.
That's right.
Also ahead, DIY is definitely on the rise. But according to a new survey by Angie, over 40% of homeowners said that their projects were more challenging and expensive than they expected them to be. And 80% admit to making a minor or major mistake along the way. We're going to dig into the most common ways DIY went wrong, and we're going to make sure that that doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, those those major mistakes, they can be very expensive. Well, with the chilly weather upon us, now is also a great time to take on projects that will improve your warmth and comfort as the temperatures drop. So we're going to start out a quick little series on these projects with some water heater maintenance. What? You didn't know you had to maintain your water heater? Yeah, you do. And if you get it right, you'll never run out.
But first, the Money Pit is about you, you guys. So whether you live in an apartment, a house, whether you're dealing with a repair, or maybe you're just dreaming about a renovation, we are here to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence and hopefully help you have a little bit of fun along the way.
But first, help yourself by reaching out to us with your questions. You can do that by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your project questions at moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's up first?
Now we've got Sandy in Texas on the line who's got a question about texturing drywall. Tell us about your project.
I stripped the wallpaper in our kitchen until it's down to sheetrock, and we'd like to put texture in it. But I'd like to do it as simply as possible. So I've heard that you can put texture into paint, and I'd like some more information about that or what you recommend.
That is possible, right, Leslie, to use an additive in paint. But, frankly, we usually get the opposite question. Most people call us wanting to take the texture away. So I would say, Sandy, are you really sure you want to do this? Because once it gets on there, it's hard to make it go away.
Right, yes. I mean, our other walls have some texture. I mean, and it's not a heavy texture. It's just a little bit to make it just not the flat sheetrock.
And it's a texture in the paint, or it's an actual texture within the drywall itself, almost like a stippling?
Well, I'd rather not go that route, is the stippling or spackling. I'd like to add some texture to the paint just to give the wall something other than the smooth drywall.
Well, there's a couple of different techniques that you can use. First, there's something called a linen technique. That's done with almost like a wallpaper brush, sort of a very short, stiff bristle that's, you know, maybe 12 inches to 18 inches wide. And you put the paint on and then you sort of drag that brush through. And that gives you a linear texture to it. And that can kind of look like wallpaper. And you can do it with one color or do a base color and then let that dry and then put a thinner coat on top and then drag that line through. You could do something that's almost called a Venetian plaster. But that involves, you know, sort of marbling the texture on and burnishing it and rubbing it. And it really is a heavier coat of paint and plaster. But that gives a really interesting sort of cloudy textural look that sometimes has a high shine to it. There's a suede texture. I think Ralph Lauren is one of the paints that makes that. And that has, it really does look like suede. It has that sort of like rubbed, softer, matte-looking texture to it. There's a sanded finish where there's actual sand in the paint. Sometimes that can feel a little rough, almost like a sandpaper, but that gives a nice texture too. They all have different application techniques, so if I were looking at a paint that has a specific texture in a home center, I'd make sure that I really read those directions and looked at what that manufacturer was recommending for the application process and get those correct tools and do the proper prep work for it. Because some of those textures are, you know, kind of labor-intensive for a DIYer, and you want to make sure you get it right.
Absolutely. Okay, well, I will look into the things you suggested here and make a decision then.
I hope that helps you out.
It does. Thank you so much.
Mike in Ohio is on the line and needs some suggestions with heating a home in the event of a power outage. Welcome, Mike.
Yes, we do indeed. Because of the terrible winter weather, especially December, January, February is bad. So it's 3 months. And, emergency sources of, and safe, especially safe sources of indoor heating inside the home in case the furnace goes out.
All right. Well, first of all, do you have a fireplace?
No, I do not.
All right. So let me just suggest then that the safest indoor heating source is your furnace, which can be made operable through the installation of a standby generator. Do you run on gas?
Yes, natural gas, forced hot air.
So what we would recommend is that you invest in a standby generator. Leslie just put one of these in. I'm actually putting in. In fact, I met with the Kohler generator representative today to size one for my home. I had a smaller one that actually got me through Hurricane Sandy, speaking of natural disasters. And now I'm ready to upgrade to a bigger one. And I got to tell you, the prices have come down on them. They're very efficient, and in some cases, depending on the size, they will repower your entire house. Because if you lose power, you know, you're going to be able to restore some heat, maybe if you had something like a kerosene space heater, but I'm not going to tell you that's safe. It's not. There's thousands of fires that happen all the time, every year, because of things like that. So I would recommend that you think about investing in a standby generator. Now, you can either get one that covers the entire house, or Kohler also recently had a line that came out that is as small as an 8K, a 10K, or a 12K generator. So they have a smaller generator line, a larger generator line, all permanently installed standby. So basically they come on automatically when the power goes out. That is definitely the safest way to repower your house, reheat your house in an emergency.
What would we do in the case that the furnace actually broke and say they couldn't get a part through expedited mail for a day or two? And worst case scenario, you know, we're looking at 10 to 15 degrees below zero.
You're in trouble, Mike, because there is no space heater that is going to be able to heat that entire house. You know, you can have portable electric heaters, you can have some kerosene heaters, but you're never going to get the same level and same of comfort you're going to get in that house. And frankly, I doubt that that would ever happen. You'd have to have a really oddball furnace, because most furnaces have pretty standardized parts, and it doesn't take days or weeks to get them fixed.
All right, thank you.
Mike, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You need some help with a project? Well, we're taking your calls now at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com.
And just ahead, adding heat to your garage is a popular project this time of year. We're going to help you sort through the best options to take the chill out of your garage space when the Money Pit returns.
The Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation. Made for a new generation, Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation is for people who insist on safe, proven materials, demand clean, precise results, and choose products that make a positive impact. It's the new standard and the right choice for precision, comfort, safety, and sustainability.
Live in a Money Pit.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and the holidays just around the corner, it can feel like there's no time left to tackle home projects, even the ones that just can't wait. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. It's easy to browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save your time for where it matters most. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a professional contractor, remodeler, or custom builder, you're going to want to hear this. We have partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast series that's designed to help improve the success of your business. It's called the Pro Files Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros, sharing strategies, and sharing solutions that are going to save you time, increase your profit, and improve your customer's satisfaction. They'll also provide tips and ideas and resources to help you grow your business. I'm going to be talking to and profiling contractors on the show who are veterans who are looking forward to sharing tips and tricks and ideas that are specific and actionable to help make you more successful in your business. I learn a lot talking to these pros, and you're going to learn a lot too, and enjoy the stories when you tune in. Listen and follow the Pro Files podcast presented by LL Flooring at llflooring.com/pro. That's llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill.
And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member.
Which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and you can listen when you want to The Money Pit when you follow The Money Pit podcast. You're going to get new episodes every Monday and every Thursday, which is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
You can follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Well, here's one project that can really change the look of a kitchen. It's replacing the countertop. But while doing a countertop replacement can be pretty costly, refinishing it is not. And it's something that you can get done in a single weekend with a kit made just for that that we're giving away today.
That's right. We've got up for grabs the Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit from Deich Coatings. Now, what's so different about this finishing kit is that it's real stone. So you're going to have a beautiful countertop that's really going to last long. It's high performance, so it's heat resistant. It's water repellent. 11 different colors are out there. So you're going to find one that really matches your kitchen's decor. But the best of all is that you can do this project yourself in a weekend. I mean, how great is that?
That Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit is going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Now, if you'd like to learn more about this product, it's available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and the Deich Coatings website at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
All right, now we're going to Tennessee where Gene has a stucco question. What's going on? How can we help you?
Well, the house was built in 1914, and the outside, the exterior walls are covered with stucco that has the kind of swirly bumps where they swirl the trowels on it. And it looks like it's in good condition, so I was thinking we could probably just spray it a nice color. It's still kind of golden like it used to be, but wherever the branches of the shrubs went against it, it's kind of yucky and gray looking. But I know that when we painted our patio slab, we had to do some treatment to it before we could paint it. Does stucco need some preconditioning besides just hosing it off with soap and water?
Well, the first thing you need to do is to make sure that there's no algae attached to it, and so I would probably do a very light pressure washing and cleaning of the outside of the house and let it dry for a good couple of days in warm weather. And then I would prime it with an oil-based primer, and then I would use a good quality exterior top coat paint over that. You can't cut any corners here. You can't take any shortcuts, but if you do it once and you do it right, it's going to last you a long time because that siding is not organic. You may find very well that paint can last you 10 to 12 years as opposed to maybe 5 to 8 if it was wood.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, adding heat to your garage is a popular project this time of year or at the beginning of pandemics when Tom just wants to get the heck away from his family for a little bit. Whatever your motivation.
Yeah, that's why my garage is like, 30, 40 feet from the house. It's a detached garage. And it was the first thing that I did during the pandemic was added heat out there and some insulation.
It's definitely Tom's little spot. He likes to go to get away from everything.
Cave.
Well, guys, whatever your motivation is, putting heat in the garage truly is a fantastic project, but you've got to determine the best option for your house because there are a lot of options. So first you need to think about how you're going to use it and then choose from three different types of space heaters before you make that final decision. Now, you've got forced air heaters, infrared heaters, and electric heaters, and your decision is kind of going to be based in part on the available fuel types at your house. Natural gas heater, propane, kerosene, or electricity, as well as how many square feet of space that you're looking to heat.
Now, here's some general guidelines on the heaters. Forced air garage heaters will give you instant heat, kind of like a conventional furnace for your house would be. They're easy to use. They can be complicated to install because it's pretty much like installing another plumbing appliance. And the heating levels can also be set by a thermostat, which is handy as opposed to, you know, a thermostat that's like on the heater itself. They're a great way to warm an entire garage. Keep in mind, though, that the largest units are going to run on natural gas, so they have to be vented. They're going to have to be vented up through the roof. Same rules apply as installing a furnace. The next option, infrared heaters. Now, these deliver radiant heat rather than using a conventional blower fan, which heats the air. The radiant heaters can work well when you're only looking to heat a very specific area as opposed to, like, the entire space, but you won't feel warm as quickly because it heats objects first rather than the air itself.
Now, aside from these built-in options, you can also consider portable garage heaters. And there are portable electric garage heaters, which also require very little maintenance, which is great. So electric heaters, you're probably thinking, gosh, that's expensive. Well, they used to be. The newer models that are out there today are competitively priced, and they've got a number of safety benefits. So like tip-over protection, meaning it's going to automatically turn off if the unit is tilted off its base or it's fallen over. So it's definitely come a long way in the electrical area of heating.
Now, lastly, and this is the option I went with, a portable kerosene heater. Great option. I have one in my shop, and my shop is 600 square feet. It's about 20 by 30. And I found that a 23,000 BTU unit was just perfect. So it's not huge, larger than what you might use like in a room in your house. And it does a great job because once it gets going, you know, I said maybe 15, 20 minutes before I want to go out there. By the time I go in there, it's perfect. I mean, I don't like the garage to be the same temperature as the house because I'm moving around and working, you know, so I'm going to build up a little bit of body heat. But I really like this. The only issue I've had with it is I sometimes leave the kerosene in it too long, and the kerosene doesn't last very long before it starts to go bad, and it gets a little smoky. So I have to keep reminding myself not to do that, just to put in only what I need and make sure I run it dry when I'm done. So that's a little more aggravation. But, I mean, I think we paid, I don't know, $200 or $300 for it. It wasn't very expensive, and it's been very, very efficient and really a good solution. So no matter which way you go, having heat in the garage really opens up that space to use throughout the entire winter instead of just a place to park your car and kind of store your stuff until it warms up again.
George in Texas is on the line with the driveway question. What can we do for you today?
Well, I was wondering about some fairly big cracks in my concrete driveway. Anything to do with that?
So are these new cracks, George, or have they been there for a while?
Yeah, they've been there for a while. The concrete's probably 40 years old.
Okay. And how wide are the cracks? How far open are they?
Maybe a half inch.
Two things. Number one, you can repair these, and QuickCrete makes a number of products that can help. But one thing that you want to do is, because the cracks are so wide, is you're going to have to insert what's called a backer rod in there first, which is like a very small foam tube. And you press that down until it's about a half inch below the surface, or maybe 3/8 of an inch below the surface. And then you can use a flowable urethane caulk on top of that. And the reason you're putting the backer rod in there is so that you don't lose a lot of the joint sealing material down, all the way down to the ground. And once you do this, and if you do it right, then that seal will expand and contract and it won't crack again. Okay, so you stuff the crack with the backer rod, and then you repair it with a urethane sealant.
Okay, what is it I'm putting first in the crack?
It's called a backer rod. It's like a foam tube.
Oh, okay.
It's like a styrofoam tube. It comes in different diameters, just to fill the gap.
I see, okay. And then all the smaller ones just don't do that? Put the second item in there?
And then you apply the flowable urethane, okay? And that ought to do it.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is brought to you by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today. Well, DIY is definitely on the rise, but according to a new survey by Angie, over 40% of homeowners said their projects were more challenging and more expensive than they had expected, and 80% admit to making a minor or a major mistake along the way. Up next, we're going to dig into the most common ways that DIY went wrong, and we're going to make sure that that doesn't happen to you.
Hey, money, pick.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. with the California Adventure District radio show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Fern Creek, and Airport Road. Come check out our sale October 18th through the 31st. With this fall weather, it's a perfect time to save big when ordering your sod for your yard or planting a winter garden. Garden Power soil is only $45.99 a yard. King Kong winterizer fertilizer for only $24.99 a bag. Need to update your tools? All hand tools, including shovels, rakes, picks, and more, all drastically reduced. Been wanting a patio or pathway? Base light pavers and retaining wall is all on sale. As always, Lauk's Landscape Supply carries all your sand, soils, barks, and gravels for your projects. Whether you pick up or we deliver, now's the chance to save big October 18th through the 31st at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Fern Creek, and Airport Road. Check us out on the web at louckslandscape.com or give us a call at 378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, since the start of the pandemic, DIY has been on the rise. But according to the survey by Angie, over 40% of homeowners said their DIY projects were more challenging and more expensive than they expected. And 80% of those taking on projects themselves had a minor or major mistake happen.
Well, with numbers like that, more and more home improvers are asking themselves the question, is DIY worth it? With us to talk about that is Misha Fisher. Misha is the chief economist for Angie. Misha, welcome back to the program.
Hey, great to be with you both again.
Hey, you know, it sounds like overconfidence may play a role here in selecting those projects that ultimately don't come out as planned. You know, I wonder, always wonder at the downside of the volume of videos and posts and TV programs that are out there today that too often make the project look a lot simpler than it is. I mean, Leslie was in home improvement television, makeover television for years, and Leslie, you got what, out of 30 minutes of program, you got about 20 minutes of content, and it took days to put that together?
Yeah, a 30-minute show is 22 minutes of content. And truly, like, our projects would take hours, and it would be, like, whittled down to, like, and woof, it's done! And people would be, like, so mad at me in the home centers. They'd be like, it wasn't that easy. I'm sorry. I think people just get excited and want to jump in, and then all of a sudden they realize there's either a tool or a part of the project or a process, something that's out of their wheelhouse, and they're just not comfortable.
Yeah, that is so true in terms of, it's important to remember, I mean, I love home improvement content as much as the next person. It's a lot of fun to watch, but it is also people who are making content for a living, not necessarily people who are renovating their own houses in a quick weekend. So it's one of those things that you really have to be cognizant of.
So in your survey, you found that there's a lot of people that are getting themselves into trouble. What are some of the mistakes that people were sort of owning up to? What can we learn from what you found from this audience?
So there was a couple of things that really popped out as being, you know, pretty costly. So the expensive damage, we found about 52% there, so that they, you know, broke something that was, you know, valuable or sentimental. There's injury, right? You want to be careful about injury. And, you know, we tend to think of injury as being catastrophic, but even, you know, a minor injury can still really wreck a day or a week. To say nothing of, you know, accidentally taking a finger off of the table saw. There's also just accidentally putting a screwdriver bit into your thumbnail, right? I mean, even that can be quite painful. And, you know, ask me how I know that. It's because I've done it to myself.
Well, that's a serious injury to your ego you're talking about there, Misha.
It's a serious injury to my ego, and it also makes a pretty interesting-looking scar. But it's one of those things where, you know, people, you know, even something as simple as doing painting with a ladder, I mean, that can be a fatal mistake, if not a life-changing one, if you break a leg or an arm or something like that. So all of these things can lend themselves to immediate injury. But then there's also, of course, you know, if you try and DIY an electrical circuit or something like that, you can start a fire later on, even if you manage to avoid electrocuting yourself in the short run. So all of these things, you know, you really have to ask yourself, do you have not only the time and the tools, but also the talent to avoid injury? Because it's one thing to do the work, it's another thing to do the work well, and then it's a third thing to do the work safely.
Now, you also found that DIYers in general were not always doing everything themselves, because a very high percentage of them planned to hire a pro or did hire a pro for some of the projects. So there is some of that checks and balances out there, it seems like.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of the discussion about this over the years has been, are people doing it themselves or are they hiring a pro? And I think that there's sort of a growing movement towards a blended approach. There are certainly some things that one can sort of safely DIY themselves. And that could potentially be prepping a location or ripping, you know, if you're putting in new cabinets, you could rip out the old ones yourself and save some time there because, you know, obviously even demolition you can do poorly if you accidentally take out the wrong part of a wall. But by and large, it is potentially a way to sort of save some money or to have somebody come in and then do a little bit of the trim yourself afterwards. So there's certainly, I think, a growing recognition of the ability to stretch your dollar when you're hiring out, to really hire out for the things that you want done well and safely, and then to do some of those less complicated portions yourself. And that can, you know, potentially allow you to just take those scarce dollars, especially when we see so much rise in the cost of both labor and materials, you can stretch those dollars and get them to go a lot further.
We're talking to Misha Fischer. He's the chief economist for Angie about the home improvements that people have been taking on over the last year or so and how often they tend to get themselves into a bit of a jam with them. Let's talk about the difference between projects men are taking on versus women. Some interesting insights there.
Yeah, so there's a couple funny things we found, you know, and I think that a lot of people might be able to speak to those things in their own lives. But we found that men are much more likely than women to say they wanted to prove someone wrong. So it's 31% versus 16%, or to say they can do just as good of a job a pro, which is about 48% versus 32%. So this is one of those things where, you know, you start to notice that there is the potential for, you know, certainly the stereotype about male hubris can come into play. And, you know, in terms of how people approach these things. But there's also a difference in terms of what people prioritize. We've got this, not necessarily in our latest research, but in research we put out earlier in the year, we found that there's also a difference in preference of what people prefer to finish. So, you know, these things sort of tend to break down in terms of what people value as projects. So garages and basements are more popular among men, for example. But across all these things, certainly, the overall tendency to over or underestimate how long something's going to take, we don't find a big difference. But in terms of the capacity to artificially believe they can do it when potentially they can't, yeah, that one definitely, unfortunately, skews towards men.
All critical things to keep in mind when you are considering your next home improvement project. If you do need a pro, you can always turn to the pros that are located at Angie.com, A-N-G-I.com, to find a talented, well-referenced pro for your particular project. Misha Fischer, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit once again. Fascinating information you guys learned in this survey, and definitely a lot to think about so that we work within our ability, that we don't work beyond our ability, and get those projects done safely and successfully the first time out.
That's wonderful. Thank you both for all your hard work and covering the space.
Well, with the chilly weather upon us, now is a great time to take on projects to improve your warmth and comfort as those temperatures are dropping, starting with a little water heater maintenance to help make sure that you never run out. We're going to explain next.
Live in a body pit.
So, Leslie, last weekend, I'm at the garage, and we're refinishing some furniture, and my daughter and I are taking some screws out to get the thing apart, and we took out a couple, and it worked fine, and then, all of a sudden, the next one totally strips the screw, which is really frustrating, because once you strip the screw, you're stuck, right? You can't drive it in, you can't take it out.
You know, I find this happens to me more often than I'd like to admit, because I'm not very organized when it comes to the different bits for my drill driver, and I end up using the wrong one, inevitably for the wrong screw, and then next thing you know, I've stripped more screws than I'd like to say that I have, so, I mean, I'm always looking for a good solution here.
Yeah, and it happens to me a lot, too, when I don't drill a pilot hole, because let's face it, I am as lazy as the next DIYer.
It's got to be a certain material for me to
exactly.
do.
Exactly, it's got to be worth the effort, but once it's stripped, you're kind of stuck, and that's why I was really excited to find this new product from DAP, which is called Tank Bond Liquid Grip. Now, the way this works is, at the first sign that the screw starts to strip, you put a drop of this Tank Bond Liquid Grip on the screw head, which gives it the extra bit of surface traction that you need to easily install or take out the screw while preventing any further damage to the fastener.
Yeah, and you know what? This is really great, the liquid grip, for areas that get a lot of usage. You know, I'm always having an issue with the cabinet hardware or the swing set for the kids, things that constantly need to be tightened and adjusted. That's where you run into an issue with the screws getting stripped, so the liquid grip is ideal for those situations.
Yeah, absolutely. We find that too, especially our utensil drawer. Of course, that's the one you use more than anything else. The handle's always getting loose. So I'm going to try this the next time, and I bet you it's never going to happen again. And man, to stop the stripping from happening on door handles like front doors and things like that, because of the use, they loosen up, and if they strip, they're already hard to get, you know, the screwdriver into those screws, and when they strip, it makes it doubly difficult. I also like the fact that it works on any type or size of fastener, and it cleans up super easy from the tools. You just wipe it away. When you're done, you're good to go.
And the price is great. You can't beat it at $6.98 a tube, and you can check it out at your local Lowe's stores.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, we've partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast designed to provide tips, ideas, and resources to help improve your business. It's called the Profiles Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros. We share strategies and share solutions that are going to save time, increase profit, and improve your customer satisfaction. You can listen and follow the Profiles Podcast at llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need, done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you guys need some help with a renovation, a repair, or a decor project? Well, call us with your question now to 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small right there at Angie.com.
Well, now that we're getting closer to the holidays, one project that can really change the look of a kitchen is replacing the countertop. But while replacing it is pretty expensive, refinishing it is not. Not to mention the fact that you don't have to, like, unhook the sink and everything else to do this project. It can really be easily accomplished in a single weekend using a kit created just for this purpose by Deich Coatings.
Yeah, and I'm talking super affordable because this hour we're giving away a great kit to one lucky caller. So make that you. This is the Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's made with real stone, so it's really going to be beautiful. It's going to last a long time. We're talking about water repellent, heat resistance, because, you know, sometimes you just take that pan off the stove and put it right on the counter, and you can do that for sure. But best of all is this is a DIY project that you can tackle in a weekend. So get on the phone, give us a call. Here's your chance to win a great product from Deich worth $125.
Going out to one listener drawn at random. Now you can find the kit at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Deich Coatings website at DAICHcoatings.com. But one is going out to a listener drawn at random. Make that you by picking up the phone and calling us with your home improvement question at 888-MONEY-PIT or posting it at MoneyPit.com.
John, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I'm working on a cement fireplace cap on top of my fireplace. What I'm needing to find out is what kind of paint or some kind of sealant I can use to keep my cement fireplace cap from being weathered so fast.
Well, I mean, generally you don't use a finish on that at all. I mean, you could use a masonry sealer. If you do, make sure you get one that's vapor permeable, because that means that the moisture can evaporate out of it, doesn't get trapped underneath and then freeze and sort of crack. But most importantly, you want to make sure that that cement cap is pitched properly, so it'll go from the clay liner out to the edge of the brick. And if you make it so it's a bit thick at the edge, it'll be a little bit more durable, as that because that's the edge that will typically chip off and break off the quickest. Does that make sense?
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your advice.
Good luck, John. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, with the chilly weather upon us, now is a really good time to take on projects to improve your warmth and comfort as temperatures drop. And we're going to start with a little water heater maintenance.
Yeah, you know, both gas and electric water heaters do develop a buildup of sediment at the bottom of the tank. Now, that's not only going to kill the efficiency, but it can actually shorten the lifespan of your water heater as well.
Yeah, so what you want to do is drain out a couple gallons of water from the tank twice a year. But remember, the water is going to be hot, so make sure the heater is turned off and wear some long sleeves, wear some goggles to protect yourself from burns.
Now, there's two valves that you're going to see on the water heater. The one near the top is a safety valve, and that's going to release pressure. Don't touch that one. Do not touch the one at the top. The one near the bottom, that's what you use for draining. Now, you can connect a hose to that water heater and then set it to drain into a sink, your sump well, or even outdoors.
Now, once the hose is in place, you want to turn that valve counterclockwise to open the drain. And don't forget the water is hot. I mentioned that before, right? The water is hot. And in a few gallons, the water is going to become clear. Because once you see that water drain out, sometimes it's a bit cloudy because it's taken out all those mineral salt deposits, all that sediment. And you want to get rid of that because that acts as an insulating layer between the flame, if it's a gas water heater, for example, and the water itself. So the water heater has to run longer to do the same job. Now, once you've flushed out a couple of gallons, a few gallons, then close the valve by turning it clockwise.
All right. Now, once you're done, and as long as you're in the utility area of your house, do your lungs a fall favor and change out that furnace filter. Now, the furnace filter is going to be located in the main return grill near the furnace or inside the furnace near the blower. And cleaning one can actually help keep your house less dusty and also improve your indoor air quality.
And when you do replace the filter, always choose the most efficient model that you can find for your system, because the more efficient the filter is, the more particulates it will remove from the air. Make sure when you install it, you want to make sure that the arrow, which is on the edge of the filter, it points in the direction of airflow, usually towards the blower fan. And the furnace filter ought to be changed at least every couple of months. I would not use those fiberglass filters. I would use the pleated filters. And you can change those every 2 to 3 months generally. And this gives you some more long-term protection and long-term cleaning of the air in your house. And if you really want to take out pretty much all the particulates, all the virus-sized particles, then you could consider installing a whole house cleaner, particularly good for people that have respiratory issues. So now's a great time to take on this project. Before we seal up for the winter, let's take a few steps to make sure our air is clean as well.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you really want to find the best pro for the job. Now you can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects using the Angie app. Download it today. Coming up, if you're missing the days of spending warm evenings outside on your deck or patio, there's no need to stop. You can use your outdoor spaces a bit longer if you know how to make them cool weather friendly. So stick around for some cozy nights.
Live in a Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com.
Post your questions like Aaliyah did, and she writes, is it possible to use stone veneer over brick on a 1910 house? The brick was unfortunately painted 20 years ago, and now it's peeling. I'm not sure if the paint has to be removed, and if doing so will make that brick decompose faster.
So here's a very good example why we say never paint brick. I mean, there are so many, if you don't like the brick around your house, if you don't like the brick face you have, there are so many other aspects of a home exterior that you can update and sort of decorate around it. Windows, shutters, trim, soffits, fascia, doors. Because if you don't, you're going to find yourself in this very difficult position, because the answer to your question is going to depend on how you would plan to attach the stone veneer. If you use the right adhesive, it might be okay. So you got to read and research carefully. The other option, Aaliyah, is to attach stucco mesh first to the brick and then stucco over that. There are also stucco systems that include internal drainage systems built in that can be attached. But basically, you've taken a simple siding project and made it super complicated by having painted that brick, or whoever painted that brick, 20 years ago. And now, unfortunately, you're stuck with a difficult update.
And you know what? You don't have to always focus on the largest surface of the house. Think of the small things, because changing a shutter or the trim color or the door color can really make a huge difference.
Well, if you're missing the days of spending warm evenings outside on your deck or patio, there's no need to stop. You can use your outdoor spaces for a little bit longer if you know how to make them cool, weather-friendly. Leslie has tips to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Well, the first thing you're going to need is heat, obviously. And, of course, an outdoor fireplace can do the trick. Or you can buy a simple fire pit or a more elaborate one that you can build and then fuel by wood or gas. You might also consider a chimney. I mean, they're gorgeous. They definitely suit a certain style of backyard over others, but they're really cute. They're inexpensive clay fireplaces, and they do throw out quite a bit of heat. Now, another option to keep your outdoor space warm is a patio heater. And a patio heater can heat with propane, and they come in a lot of different forms. A lot of homeowners traditionally choose those tabletop patio heaters, but there's also those freestanding heaters that you've seen at outdoor dining, especially more popular with all the outdoor dining because of the pandemic. But it's those, you can get those freestanding ones, and they do deliver a tremendous amount of heat to the surrounding areas. So now that we've got you warmed up, let's think about exterior lighting, because you're going to need more of that as the daylight is getting scarcer. So adding outdoor lighting can definitely enhance your home. I mean, you can do a lot of different things here. If you're looking for something simple, those beautiful little glass cafe lights that you see so often in outdoor dining situations or in your neighbor's yard, all you do have to run is some aircraft cable, some sort of cabling from one point of the yard to the other, and then zigzag it across, and then you can actually hang those lights. They'll clip right onto that, and that's great because it keeps it taut. It doesn't drape down, and so you can plug a couple of those strands in and put them on a timer, and they're just darling. Or you can even go so far as doing solar-powered lights. You can uplight. You can spotlight features of the property. So much you can do with outdoor lighting that will definitely change the look and feel of the space. And finally, if you want to make that outdoor space super cozy, think about adding an outdoor rug. Those concrete patios, they can feel chilly, they can look chilly, so an outdoor rug actually is a great choice to kind of, you know, make everything warmer, or at least seem warmer. They're going to come in a variety of colors and patterns, and they're made of materials that are meant to withstand the elements. As for cleaning them, you just have to hose them down when they get dirty. So, I mean, perfect rug for the outdoor space. The hose is right there as long as it doesn't freeze. So make sure you are doing all of the things to stay cozy in the cooler weather and use that outdoor space still.
Good advice. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if you love old homes, you know that they can definitely have personalities. And some of that personality can come out in the way of a very noisy plumbing system. We're going to share the source and the solution to all that banging and clanging on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. All eyes on Virginia Tuesday as voters head to the polls to elect a new governor. Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network the Democrat Terry McAuliffe is set to beat himself.
You know, he said publicly on television that he does not think parents should have a role in their kids' education. He's standing behind school boards who are sweeping underneath the rug rates of young girls because it interferes with their transgendered agenda.
Republican Glenn Youngkin, who's been neck and neck with the former governor for weeks, appears to have taken a lead as the campaign is entering its final hours. Both Democrats and Republicans alike see the race as a bellwether for the 2022 midterms. Three people are dead after a collision between an Amtrak train and a vehicle at a railroad crossing in North Charleston, South Carolina. A fourth person was taken to a local hospital. No one on the train was injured. Former North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory, among three top Republicans, engaged in a hotly contested 2022 Senate primary. Former President Trump gave Representative Ted Budd a huge boost when he endorsed him back in June. McCrory says he would have welcomed the former president's endorsement, but he's okay without it.
I welcome support. If someone will say, hey, I want to support you, thank you. But I have not sought the endorsement of any current or past elected official. You know why? Because I can stand on my own record, and I don't want to be beholden to anyone when I'm in the U.S. Senate who may have endorsed me.
Former pastor and U.S. Representative Mark Walker is seeking to gain the support of the Trump base. McCrory's been the most critical of Mr. Trump and insists he has the broadest support network needed to win both the primary and the general election. Hundreds of people opposed to COVID-19 vaccine mandates rallied at the Kansas State House today, encouraged by Republican lawmakers and candidates. More at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com. Gift giving occurs year-round, whether for birthdays, holidays, or a special expression of thanks to your best clients and customers. Of course you want to show your love and gratitude, but you also want to give a gift that provides a positive image of you and your organization. Solaire infrared grills from besthotgrill.com are both practical and unforgettable. Made in the USA, Solaire has a grill for most budgets, but more importantly, Solaire delivers the wow that everybody likes to receive in a gift. Impressive out of the box, and even more so in use, the Solaire infrared grills are the gift of value that will build relationships. With every great tasting, juicy meal enjoyed from their Solaire, they'll think of you. Step up your gift giving. Learn more about the amazing Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Besthotgrill.com.
Portland, Oregon, seeing the petals wilting off the Rose City.
Officials say the city's badly damaged reputation is because of months of destructive protests, a homeless crisis, and a record year of homicides. Travel Portland, the city's tourism promotion group, partly funded by taxes, has presented data to the city council and mayor showing the city has declined to its lowest level of being a likely destination for future conventions. Just 64% of surveyed tourists say they would ever visit Portland again. Jason Walker reporting.
On the Sunday news shows, ABC's This Week is going to have Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg behind the microphone. NBC's Meet the Press welcomes Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on CBS's Face the Nation. Fox News Sunday will have Senator Rick Scott of Florida. Breaking news at townhall.com. Time magazine has fawned over John Kerry with a lionizing cover story that paints President Biden's climate envoy as the key to saving the world, but the story left out one key fact.
The cover story fails to mention Kerry's private jet. In August, Kerry's family jet had already emitted 30 times the amount of carbon emitted by a typical passenger vehicle per year. Earlier this year, Kerry defended flying via private jet to receive an environmental award in Iceland in 2019. He called flying private, quote, the only choice for somebody like me who is traveling the world to win this battle, unquote. Patrick Frost reporting.
The Food and Drug Administration Friday paved the way for children ages 5 to 11 to get Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. The FDA cleared kid doses, about a third of the amount given to adults and teens, for emergency use, and up to 28 million more children could be eligible next week. More at townhall.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
From the Fox News Radio studios in New York City, information you want, truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. Coming to you from New York, heard around the country, heard around the world. We're going to have a big hour coming your way. Congressman Michael McCaul, he, like many of us, are outraged about what's happening on our southern border. It's not so much bad strategy, it's no strategy. It's get out of the way, defang ICE, don't build the wall, and let everybody come in. Let's distribute 600,000 people around the country. Let 1.7 million come through our borders, and don't complain, or we'll ignore it. That we are not ignoring. We've got two great reporters there, Griff Jenkins, as well as Bill Malusian, and we'll tell you the latest on what's happening. We're also talk to Michael McCaul about the spending bill that is working its way through Democratic circles. We're all just bystanders. With me right now is somebody that wrote on a topic that every single home listening to me right now has something they can relate to about it. His name is Greg Zuckerman. He's not new to our show. Greg's got a brand new book out, and I think the first time, Greg, you came on, it was about the Wildcatters, the Frackers.
Yes.
Right? And
yes.
What they did, that's still an apt topic. Your brand new book out today is called A Shot to Save the World, the inside story of the life or death race for a COVID-19 vaccine. You do not take on easy topics, but you take on very important topics.
I try to explain how big things happened for, you know, the average reader, because I'm sort of an average guy, and there's often a lot of drama that people aren't aware of, and also innovation and entrepreneurship, and I think we need to appreciate it.
2019 happens, we don't even know how China gave us this virus. We don't know. We thought we have some strange animal bat theory, and we got the more likely theory now, the Wuhan lab theory. But all we know is Americans are getting it. There's asymptomatic spread, there's person-to-person spread. We don't even know exactly what we're dealing with, but we know we got to stop it. Where does your book pick up?
Yeah, so I tell the drama of the past year, but I first start decades earlier. Why do I do that? Because the approaches that we have depended on for these vaccines, mRNA, this adenovirus one that led to the J&J and some other ones, these approaches actually, they started years earlier, all in America. We're talking about innovators, researchers, scientists in labs just slogging away, trying to push it forward, meeting frustrations, and I want to shed light on how it was a long process. So some of us are nervous, and for good reason. Well, all of a sudden, we've got these vaccines, and the average vaccine until this year, 10 years it takes, the average vaccine. The fastest one ever was measles, and that was 4 years. And here you are coming and telling me that these vaccines I'm going to be taking over, and they were done within 300 days. 300 days, Brian. And part of the reason why I wrote this book is to explain that, well, actually, no, the research, the amazing American, usually, but not always, technology that went into this stuff, it took years, literally decades, to get it right.
Right. So first off, how long did it take for them to realize what they were dealing with?
So some of the scientists I write about and the executives in the companies like Stefan Bancel at Moderna and Ugur Sahin at BioNTech, in January, they were starting to get scared. And there's an executive I write about, actually, a senior guy at Moderna.
January of 2020.
He started telling his family, buy stuff, toilet paper, tissues. He bought a third refrigerator to stock up his house and food. And his family thought he was crazy. We're talking about the middle of January. When you and I was flying, I remember flying in Europe in the middle of January, and I wasn't wearing a mask. No one was kind of concerned. But these guys were. So I give them a lot of credit. They were worried about this both the pandemic, but also just about the spread and where it might go. So to their credit, they said, we have to do something about it.
Understood. So we have to do something about it. Why not go for a therapeutic to treat it?
Yeah, it's a good question. Some companies did try. Largely unsuccessful. There's hopes now that maybe we'll have a pill. But historically, vaccines are how we stop pandemics and how we stop plagues. Things like polio, going back in history, and even more recently, vaccines are usually the thing, the holy grail, because you get a shot and you're protected. And vaccines, what's really fascinating to me is until 2020, the big companies really didn't want to be in vaccines. There wasn't that much money in vaccines. You know, you take a shot every once in a while. It's not like a statin every day. Who wants to be in it? So what I found fascinating is the big giants, Merck, GSK, Sanofi, they're the vaccine giants. They didn't go after a COVID vaccine. Or they did half-heartedly. They weren't successful. Instead, it was these unknown companies, Moderna, BioNTech, those kinds of scientists.
Why do you think they did?
Partly because they're entrepreneurial. It takes sort of innovators, people that ignore the experts. I mean, if you remember back in early 2020, a lot of the experts said, oh, yeah, it's going to take years to develop a vaccine. Don't waste your time. Don't believe in mRNA. It hasn't been proven before. And I give these guys a lot of credit, the scientists within these companies. And they believed in their work, and they had this resilience and an ability to ignore the experts.
How many companies were actually contracted by the U.S. government to go to work on this vaccine?
So Operation Warp Speed chose six companies to give funding to. Two from three different vaccine approaches. mRNA is one. The adenovirus one is another approach. And there's a protein subunit approach. So there are three approaches. And what they did was, it was a little bit like an investment portfolio. Operation Warp Speed said, we're going to have a portfolio here, and we're going to assume that some will work, some won't work. We're going to get some home run in this portfolio. They got more than one home run. And you got to give a Warp Speed tremendous amount of credit, both for the financing, but other kinds of help they gave the companies as well. And I don't think it's appreciated how much the government worked with these companies to develop these vaccines.
Like we've never possibly seen before. Greg Zuckerman here. His book is out today. If you have not heard of how this happened, no one has. He does original reporting like nobody else I've ever seen. He's able to unwind it for the everyman. Even though Greg sounds like a scientist, he's not.
No.
He got a PhD to help him out and explain this whole thing to him. And the name of the book is called A Shot to Save the World. Who came up with the idea for Operation Warp Speed or the concept?
So it's not clear. It was brought to Donald Trump.
Who was part of it?
Manzeslawi was the head of it. Manzeslawi is an interesting guy. He was on the board of Moderna, but he was always a little bit skeptical of Moderna and mRNA for years. But he's a super smart guy, and Donald Trump got behind it. The administration got behind it. It was a brilliant idea because never in history have we done things at the same time, meaning manufacture a vaccine, test the vaccine, do all the steps necessary. Usually you wait, and it takes years, literally takes years. First you test it. First you develop it, then you test it. And then you manufacture it. And the idea was, let's do it all at the same time.
So we're losing tens of thousands of people. We don't have that type of time. So we got to go do it. So there's a race to do it. So how did the government set up private industry to be successful, to do their thing, to free them up to take chances?
So part of it was with plain old cash, and it was money that some of these companies took, not all of them, but some of them took to develop, to do trials, to develop their vaccines. But it was also money that they paid to buy the vaccines ahead of time. I mean, can you imagine the risk that was taken and the criticism that might have resulted had these vaccines not worked out, had not been effective? We as a government stepped up, we paid, we wrote big checks to these companies saying, we think you're going to get it right, we think you're going to produce these vaccines, and we're going to write a check right now. And they needed that money. They were desperate. Some of these companies I write about were desperate for financing, and as recently as May 2020.
So you explained this to me, and hopefully this question will come out right. You said for the first time they were able to test in real time. It wasn't like, hey, try this. You were able to test in real time. How?
So I would argue that the testing was traditional in that there were tens of thousands of people that underwent the trials, volunteers and such. They recruited them. They just went at a faster pace, but not compromising safety. And I was looking for that. And I was careful about that. And everyone I've talked to was saying to me, Greg, we were aware. We were scared like anybody else. And we knew that if we produced a vaccine that had had an awful side effect, not only would it blow it for us, you know, our company and our effort, it would blow it for everyone. So we were really very careful. So to their credit, the FDA moved quicker than usual, but not in terms of compromising safety, just in terms of getting rid of the bureaucracy.
So when did they start seeing success?
So some of these companies like Moderna had early signs. We're talking even January and February of 2020. In things they were testing in monkeys and in mammals. So they internally were pretty optimistic, but they couldn't
say
no. Right. They couldn't say it. They weren't sure. There weren't a lot of these mammals either. So they had hints. They had early hints. When you and I were starting to get nervous about this pandemic, when I was locking down in my basement in New Jersey, these companies were starting to get optimistic. But the real question was, would they have the resources? And Moderna, yes, they turned to the government, but they also turned to Wall Street. I mean, Wall Street gets all this criticism. Big Pharma gets all this criticism. We've got to give them a lot of credit. Wall Street stepped up at a time. In May 2020, the Gates Foundation didn't give Moderna money. Merck didn't want to work with Moderna. A lot of people didn't want to have anything to do with Moderna. They were unheard of, unknown. Their approach, no one really trusted. And Wall Street did step up. And I think we have to give them a lot of credit. They gave over $1 billion, put them in the pocket. They bought shares. And Moderna said, go, go, go. Let's go build this vaccine.
Where did the Gates Foundation put their money then?
They made other kind of bets, and they did good work. I don't want to dismiss the work
that they
did.
But they didn't go for this.
Yeah, they had resources tied up elsewhere.
So describe for everyone, you know, if I want the flu vaccine, they shoot the flu into you, and they hope they got the right flu, right? But mRNA is different, and this could be very important for someone listening right now who's very queasy about getting a shot because they don't know what they're shooting into their system. What should they know?
That's exactly right. So it's important to know that traditionally, not these vaccines, but traditionally vaccines, shots included, as you say, either a killed version of the virus itself, a watered-down version of it, attenuated, it's called. So you have some version of the vaccine, and it's true of all traditional vaccines, polio, et cetera. And historically, there was some percentage of people who, unfortunately, got the disease that they were trying to protect. And the whole idea of vaccines is to educate, to teach the immune system. And so historically, you say, all right, I'm going to put in the vaccine a piece of the virus, And the immune system is going to have an experience, it's going to have an education, and it's going to know when it sees it for the real time, ah, we know how to fight it off. With these vaccines, they're very different. So mRNA basically is a message. It's called, M is for a messenger. And we all have mRNA in us. It's how our proteins that we depend on are created. Basically, the DNA doesn't go into the cell. It goes DNA to mRNA to create protein. That's sort of the basics of biology. And people, scientists, entrepreneurs, venture capitalists always said, well, okay, if mRNA is so important and mRNA can create naturally, we're talking about naturally creates proteins in the body, what if we could create these mRNAs, these molecules in the lab? And it was always like this holy grail. Well, yeah, of course, if we could figure it out, we could create, we could make the body into its own manufacturer, its own vaccine or even drug manufacturer in our own body. So it was always like the hope. And the skeptics always said, nah, there's no way you can get mRNA all the way into the cell because it's chopped up so quickly. That's the fascinating thing about mRNA. Some people are worried that it's going to affect their DNA and it's going to be in our – no, it gets chopped up almost instantly, and that's why people never wanted to work with mRNA. So it took years and years of entrepreneurship and innovation and stubbornness on the part of researchers that I write about in my book to finally figure out a way to create mRNA in the lab. It's called recombinant mRNA, put it in a vaccine, and get it all the way into our body. And then it does get chopped up really quickly by the enzymes, but it lasts long enough to teach our body to create a protein. In this case, it's a spike protein. Create a protein that teaches the body's immune system, ah, next time I see that spike protein, I'm going to go fight it off.
So we have Moderna and Pfizer working with mRNA. What's Johnson & Johnson doing?
So Johnson & Johnson and this group in England, Oxford University, along with AstraZeneca, they use a virus. And they say, okay, we're going to put the gene for, in this case, the spike protein, onto a virus, put it in a vaccine, and that virus is going to carry this genetic information, these genetic instructions, into the body's cell. And you say to yourself, well, wait, why do I want to put a virus into my body? And the answer is this virus is not harmful. They've taken out the ingredients such that it doesn't spread. It just gets – and viruses are really good at getting into the cells and then it disappears. So that's their approach. It's effective. It's not quite as effective as mRNA, but it's effective. And I would take the J&J in a heartbeat. So that's another approach I write about in my book, and it's another one that took years and years to get right.
All right, when we come back, with the moment where it reaches market, when did they know it was going to be successful, and what was the feeling around the country, and what is it like now? If anyone can make heads or tails of it or offer a great hypothesis, it's Greg Zuckerman. His book is now out as of today. It's called It's right here, Greg Zuckerman, A Shot to Save the World, the inside story of the life or death race for a COVID-19 vaccine. Don't move.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt, never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Exam 4 needs to be sanitized.
Mersana's MRI clinic isn't operating at max efficiency. She needs a new certified tech certifiably now.
Someone's waiting in room 2 for an ACL scan. Can you handle that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
Voters typically look for certain characteristics in their president, like competence, compassion, strong leadership. It's been nearly a year since the election, so we checked in to see how President Biden is doing on these traits. Spoiler alert, views split. And like on job approval, he's lost some ground. The president's best rating is on empathy. When asked on our Fox News survey if he cares about people like you, voters say yes. By a 4-point margin. That's down from a 15-point margin last year. They think Biden is honest and trustworthy by a 2-point margin. That was 6 points. And by 1 point, they believe he has the mental soundness to serve. He was up by 4 points a year ago. His lowest marks are on being a strong leader. A majority now says no. He's in negative territory on this trait by 8 points. Last October, he was in positive territory by 4. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your Poll Parade.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon Johnson was the most politically oriented person I have ever known in my life. He thought nothing else. I remember being down on his ranch with him. He was taking me around and showing me his ranch, and he'd show me a deer or a cow or something. But before he got through the sentence, he started telling me, what can we do about so-and-so? He pushed all the time, and he would jump on people. He would yell at his office staff. He'd even yell at members of Congress.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Ken Badgley and Victoria Pedretti of the hit Netflix thriller You, which returns October 15th with a new season set in the suburbs.
I think being in like marriage and parenthood, they both have the responsibility to take care of others more. You know, just it's more, it's thrusts on them more. I mean, ideally in a relationship, you are taking, you know, your significant other into consideration, but you're not fully thrust into it the same way when you like have a family.
While we know murder, obsession, and secrecy will follow, watching the killer couple in suburbia also has its moments.
I loved when they, I guess this isn't much of a spoiler, they show up to a birthday party really early.
And three seasons in, Badgley shares his way of escaping the intensity of revisiting Joe.
Two tools that I use all the time, like in my trailer and when I'm at home, and prayer and meditation is really invaluable with a very invisible task like acting and inhabiting someone like Joe.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
We're here to discuss a monumental national achievement. From the instant the coronavirus invaded our shores, we raced into action to develop a safe and effective vaccine at breakneck speed. It would normally take 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, or even more. In order to achieve this goal, we harness the full power of government, the genius of American scientists, and the might of American industry to save millions and millions of lives all over the world. We're just days away from authorization from the FDA, and we're pushing them hard, at which point we will immediately begin mass distribution. Before Operation Warp Speed, the typical time frame for development and approval, as you know, could be infinity. And we were very, very happy that we were able to get things done at a level that nobody has ever seen before.
And he's not over-exaggerating for one point, really. President Trump making the announcement in December of 2020, they got a vaccine. They got two of them. They would eventually have three of them, and might be another one coming. That is not news to Greg Zuckerman. Along the way, taking a bet on the vaccine and taking a bet that it would be a good story. Greg, that's you. You were betting that they were going to get a vaccine. So you were learning about the technology behind it, the science behind it, the biology behind it. And that moment in December, what were you thinking?
Oh, I was happy for the world, happy for myself and my family, happy for my loved ones. My uncle passed away of COVID. I know people with long COVID. You know, we've all gone through a really difficult period, and I think we're too close to it to appreciate that these vaccines, and I know to some people they're controversial, but to me they're just an American invention and American a reflection of American exceptionalism and genius. And we don't give enough credit to Operation Warp Speed, to the scientists, to the financiers, the American financiers behind it. It's a real American success story.
So you said the Pfizer and Moderna, the heads are foreign-born, but they said they had to do it in America. Why?
Yeah, I spoke to both of them. Stéphane Bancel, he's from Marseille in France, thick accent. Ugur Sahin, born in Turkey, and he lives in Germany right now, and his company is Germany. And yet they both told me that these vaccines, the Moderna ones and the Pfizer-BioNTech ones, could not have been produced without America, without American investors. You know, we forget. We've got the ecosystem here, capitalism in this country will step up and take risk that you can't get anywhere else. You could not do this in Europe. There's no money for these kinds of companies with no earnings, with only a hope of developing something down the road years in advance. And frankly, there's American venture capital, there's American investors, American stock market, and these companies and these executives all told me, Greg, we could not have done this without America, and we could not have done this without the help of these investors and the scientists from America.
Are you surprised that we quickly got about 50-60% up? We seem to be stuck around 70% of the country getting two shots and getting ready to go. Are you surprised at some skepticism? And what would you say to skeptics listening right now?
So I would say, and I try to emphasize this.
We're not doctors, but you might as well be after this book you just wrote.
Yeah, I'm no doctor whatsoever, but I talk to scientists, and I talk to people that are not political. I really try to emphasize people that are just experienced. And the experience, the time, the years that went into these vaccines needs to be appreciated. And the remarkable effectiveness also needs to be appreciated.
A shot to save the world. Greg Zuckerman has done it again. Pick it up. It's real-time history. Good job, Greg.
Thank you, Brian.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
What are the most important issues facing Americans today? Every Monday, join me, Brett Baer, chief political anchor and executive editor of Special Report, and my rotating all-star panel of experts as we discuss the policies, practices, and solutions to the biggest and most important issues of the day. You can hear new episodes every Monday. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
This is House Call for Health. It's a COVID controversy in Illinois.
I don't know that we were really trying to make a statement. It sounded funny to us, so we did it.
Homeowners Ted and Juanita Sig putting up a coronavirus Halloween-themed display in their yard, with each sign on a gravestone representing the death of an anti-COVID and anti-vaccine belief.
Right up the street, there are signs, you know, unmask the children, keep them at school unmasked. But we all have the right to express our opinion. That doesn't mean we have the right to destroy somebody else's opinion.
The Sigs had to file a police report and repaint some of their signs, which were vandalized just a few hours after being put up. They say the display was meant to be more fun than serious, and they hope it does encourage people to get vaccinated.
We thought if there was vandalism again, we thought about putting up a free speech on one and setting it in there.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
She thought her life was in danger.
How one mystery became a mass grave.
We found another set of remains, a third set of remains, and a fourth set of remains.
Is there a serial killer on the loose?
The beautiful beaches of Long Island, New York have become the latest backdrop in a murder mystery.
Grim Tide, Hunting the Long Island Serial Killer. There's two ways to solve the mystery. Listen to the podcast now on Fox News Podcasts and watch on Fox Nation. Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, The Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On July 27, 1976, after months of legal wrangling, former Beatle John Lennon finally won residency in the U.S.
Well, it's great to be legal again. I'll tell my baby and I'll thank you, and of course the Immigration Service for finally seeing the light of day, as they say. Good.
You want
thank
to
you.
That
yeah, I'd love to. I should have got a different picture.
What does it mean to you after 5 years of struggling to become a permanent resident to get that green card?
Well, it was a very slow, long struggle, so it's not like, you know, it suddenly ends. I'll come out of it slowly and I realize I can go to visit relatives in Japan, show them the baby, show them in England, you know, save them coming over here. And go visit the relatives and come back with safety now with the green card. How do you feel?
Overwhelmed.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
U.S. Marines who helped a stranded motorist makes today's Dean's List. Virginia Waller-Torres was stuck in her car outside of Arlington National Cemetery during a flash flood event when a bus pulled over and six Marines jumped out to help. She recorded the video of the rescue and posted it to social media. You can hear her say in the background, "Marine power, the most American thing ever." Corporal Mitchell Witowitz was one of the Marines who jumped in to help and says if there's anybody that will save the day, it's them. Virginia says the rescue affected her emotionally because her grandfather, who was buried at Arlington, was a World War II veteran, and her father served with the Navy during the Persian Gulf War. She says it was something so different, something I can't explain in words. I'm so grateful. The Marines who helped remain humble and say that lending a hand was the right thing to do. And they say if people can reciprocate that, I think our country is headed in a good direction. Thank you to the Marines who helped rescue Virginia. You are what makes this country great. Janice Dean, Fox News.
The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
The state of Texas is now preparing for this migrant caravan. Governor Greg Abbott is deploying massive amounts of Texas National Guard resources down to the Del Rio International Bridge area. This is the exact same area where we saw those 15,000 Haitians last month. The idea behind this being the state of Texas will step up where the federal government is not securing the border. They say they will not allow another Del Rio situation to happen, so they are pre-positioning resources all along the border there to send the message to those caravans, you will not be allowed into Texas. Texas DPS telling us, unlike the federal government, they will not roll out the red carpet for these caravans.
That is Bill Malusian on the border talking about what's happening. Every other network and this administration ignoring it, not Congressman Michael McCaul. And we'll talk about Afghanistan, another area of your expertise and responsibilities. But I don't want to talk about Texas, where they've licensed you to represent them as ranking member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Congressman, what's your reaction to what is still coming your way in Texas?
Well, it's disgraceful, and it's the federal government abdicating its responsibility to protect the border. We've been seeing this play out throughout the entire Biden administration when they rescinded the MPP, the protocols, Remain in Mexico. And now, you know, we have what's called the mother of all caravans busting through the Mexican guard at their border, now making its way up to our southern border. And, you know, we're just one state, but we're going to fight back. And I've talked to Governor Abbott, and he's asking me, as a former chairman of Homeland Security, what more can I do? And it's we got to send every resource we have down there and not let them cross in.
But you're not in the majority. The Democrats don't want to hear it outside Henry Cuellar. So,
right.
So are you just have to sit there and try to stop them? And then you got to incarcerate tens of thousands of illegals?
Well, it is insanity, you know, at the border. And this is why we kept pressing the administration to bring back the migrant protection protocols. Fortunately, the courts did it, and now they're trying to work with Mexico. The problem is Mexico, they didn't want to do this in the first place, Brian. The only reason Mexico agreed to do this under the Trump administration is because President Trump threatened them with 5% tariffs on all goods coming in. Guess what? That got their attention. Guess what? They signed the agreement. Now Biden is perceived as so weak, there's hardly any leverage to make that happen.
So besides asking the state to do things they're not supposed to, in Arizona in particular and Texas, you have to sit there and just wait for an election? I mean, is there any sense that this administration knows they're paying a political price for this and act, let alone doing the right thing?
Well, I do think elections do have consequences, and this will be a major issue in the 2022 and 2024, you know, elections. You've got so many fentanyls coming in that could kill the American population seven times over. You know, this is out of control. And, you know, in their recent reconciliation package, they grant amnesty for 10 million illegal migrants. I personally think, Brian, this is part of their long-term strategy is to get as many illegals in the country that will then become, you know, legalized, and then they'll vote for them, for the Democratic Party. This is not the party that the Democrats used to stand up for the working man, the blue-collar guy. It's completely gone so far to the left, and now it's just completely no law and order. You know, it's interesting. It's down on the border, counties. When I talked to Henry Cuellar or I talked to some of our candidates running, the border counties are going Republican now because they want security. They don't like socialism. They like energy. They don't like this Green New Deal nonsense, and they, you know, they like law and order down there, and they don't see any of that right now. This is how Texas will win back, you know, win Hispanics and the country. I think long term will put us in a better position.
So the United Nations spoke out to Texas. They told you to curb the reliance on oil and gas, basically stop drilling. Really, isn't that nice? What's your reaction to that?
So, yeah, no. Yeah. Thank you, UN, for your great advice. You know, as this president allows Putin to finish his pipeline into Europe, waiving our sanctions that we mandated, and he's saying it's in our national interest. I don't understand how that's in our national interest. Shutting down the Keystone pipeline, not allowing permits on energy. Now we have the UN telling us, and now we got to be relying on OPEC again. It's just complete insanity. And now we have to rely on OPEC, and now the president's blaming OPEC for not producing enough energy while we were doing it in a far more clean manner, my state being one of the top exporters, you know, in the nation. This is another issue that is going to blow back, you know, I think in a big way, you know, where we're favoring foreign governments producing energy over our country. We were becoming energy independent, and that was the national security issue for us, and this administration's turned it upside down.
So in Afghanistan, we're trying to get our people out, and there are hundreds are still there. They told us about 100. That was a flat-out lie, Congressman McCaul. I don't know how hands-on you're able to get. Here's what Lindsey Graham told me last night about what he's seeing, what he's finding out about, how many people we actually left behind in Afghanistan. Cut 30.
Joe Biden's the most incompetent president in my lifetime. He had a plan that did not work. He turned down sound military advice. They don't know if there's 350 Americans left behind or 700. We do know there are thousands of Afghans who fought along our side that have been left behind.
And now they're considered one of the most impoverished nations on the planet. Their funds are frozen. There's terror activity blowing up Taliban assets, and there's no food. So our people are starving to death. Their people are starving to death. What is our responsibility, Congressman McCaul?
Well, we had a responsibility to our American citizens that we left behind. We had a responsibility to the interpreters and those who worked with our special forces. We promised them we would take care of them. And you know what, Brian? I think about 85% of them were left behind now in the hands of the Taliban. They are being hunted down and executed as I speak. And, you know, we're still trying to find American citizens. I got pictures of American citizens with their blue passports, and they're saying, please help me get out. You know, me and the Foreign Affairs Committee have been the clearinghouse trying to get these Americans out, left behind enemy lines, and now we're at the mercy of the Taliban. This has been, I agree with Lindsay, one of the most catastrophic foreign policy events I've probably seen in my lifetime. There's no plan for this, and a complete takeover by the Taliban. Our intelligence community warned us about this. You know, now you've got the guy that harbored bin Laden, the top president. You got the Haqqani network, top terror, and the FBI most wanted list, and the Taliban 5. You know, welcome to the Afghan cabinet. This is their governance. It's going to be led by terrorists. And you know what? We're talking about the wide open border, and you talk about a terror safe haven. Again, that is a bad prescription.
And now they have a huge cadre going over to Glasgow for this climate summit. That's where their focus is. They said they want to restore American prestige. Did they forget about Afghanistan? Is there anything about restoring our prestige here? This is what the former Secretary of State said, who's, by the way, having trouble getting the current State Department to pay attention to return his calls. Cut 32.
This is worse than just incompetence. This is an absence of caring about Americans and those who have a right to come to the United States of America. We've completely abandoned them. The president won't even talk about these things. We are not serious. We on our State Department Twitter feed today, we're talking about intersectionality and pronouns when we've got Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan.
I mean, is there any responsibility that some Democrats feel for this?
Yeah, I think the Democrats, you know, behind the scenes, but you know, the face of the Democratic Party is they abandoned and betrayed those we left behind. And, you know, they want to leave this behind, right? They want to leave this issue behind because it's a loser, and they know it. And so is the border. They don't want to talk about it. You know, Fox News is like the only station talking about that issue. And now, you know, their big holy grail is this climate change deal where, you know, China, the largest polluter in the world, you know, they don't have to comply for maybe 10, 20 years. It just really doesn't making sense. We can find some you know, key, you know, areas where we can reduce emissions with technology, for instance, but they put that as the highest priority and everything else in the backseat. And, you know, I tell you, one of the worst things I think they've done, too, is this 85,000, you know, IRS agents that is going to, like, form a surveillance agency within the IRS of any transaction over $600. My God, that issue alone, that's getting people really worked up.
That's no kidding. And even if they raise it to $1,200, but they're going to get all this money to basically weaponize the IRS. When is that ever good news for the American people? Because they want to squeeze. They think it's just going to be rich people. Rich people just call up their accountant and they'll shield it. But the average person does not have extra money to go get an accountant because they've been audited because he added all this money to the IRS. And most of this stuff is unknowing if they did miss a payment or miss total or something. So I'm wondering, evidently, Joe Manchin pushed back on that today at the Economic Council. So he's pushed back from 3.5 to evidently he's not budging from 1.5. What do you think we're going to be looking at with this spending palooza?
Well, I think the Manchin Senate are probably the most powerful, you know, senators, you know, obviously, right now, and they have brought the numbers down. I really hope the whole thing implodes. I think the progressives are upset with this now. The moderates, they're at war with each other. The Democrats are a divided camp. They can't get the votes. They can't get it this week. They're going to try to get it next week. And, you know, we'll see. But whatever happens, massive spending and tax increases is the last thing a pandemic economy needs right now. We're already in a 13-year high inflationary period, which is a tax on everybody. And the labor force has gone down dramatically. And yet in the price of goods at the store are going way up. You know, I have to say, I agree with Lindsay. This is I remember the Carter years, energy prices going up, inflation, an embassy taken by terrorists, very reminiscent of what we're seeing today. But in some ways, it's even worse. And you always say, you know, this guy doesn't have the Midas touch. It's the Biden touch. And everything he touches turns to, you know what.
As lastly, Tillman Fertitta joined me. As you know, he's a Texas resident. He's one of the richest people in the country, hardest working. He owns so many restaurants and casinos. and he owns the Houston Rockets. So I asked him, you know, what is it like out there? He's the CEO of Landry's. Here's what he said about what he's dealing with now in restaurants and casinos. Cut 24.
We have 4,000 openings right now.
Wow.
Between the Golden Nugget casinos, all the restaurants, and all the entertainment venues. And people just don't want to work anymore. So I don't know what happened to that part of capitalism. And what's crazy, though, is our high-end businesses are the most successful. So people are getting money from somewhere. But it's just a tough time between the labor shortage and the supply shortage.
Congressman McCaul, you're hearing that maybe on a smaller scale, but 4,000 openings.
Yeah. Well, it's a workforce crisis. And what happened, we paid them to stay home, and they did. They stayed home, and now they want the same benefits going back. And they're, you know, I was at the Formula One races in Austin last weekend, and they were paying minimum wage, $35 an hour, just to get people to, you know, to do minimal tasks. And I know Mr. Fertitta. I was at his hotel about a couple weeks ago, and it didn't look very crowded to me. And the restaurant hotel industry, but they can't find the workers either. I can't. Like I said, everything this guy touches, it just turns into coal for Christmas. We're coming up on the holidays, and are people going to buy it like they used to? You know, we'll see.
I think we're all going to get pictures of the barges our gifts are stuck on. That's just going to be our Christmas
present. That's another.
Presents.
I mean, my God, everywhere you turn, right? Can it get any worse, right? So you got 50 ships off the coast, waiting to get in the L.A. port, and they're off the East Coast as well. They can't even get into the port because we don't have any workers there at the port, so we don't have the truckers to take the goods in.
All right, Congressman, solve all those problems if you have time. Certainly if you get the majority, if you can. And especially
well,
on
we
got
to get back, and I appreciate it, Brian. Good talking to you.
Go get him. Congressman Michael McCaul. He's trying to solve them the best he can. When we come back, your turn. 1-866-408-7669, The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Don't go anywhere. Brian Kilmeade will be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Can I get a weight reading on the Cotton Exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm.
Snout-to-tail checkup is waiting.
But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heart medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Bears All-Star Panel.
Senate lawmakers voted last week to approve a short-term increase or extension to the federal debt ceiling, essentially punting it to December. Fox News White House correspondent Jackie Heinrich.
It was, sort of an interesting
choice that Schumer made to, rather than express any sort of gratitude for toward Mitch McConnell for, you know, getting to this agreement, to, you know, rail against Republicans for what he was calling an avoidable crisis.
USA Today, Washington Bureau Chief Susan Page.
And it's perplexing because it's hard to see what Schumer gained from giving a speech with that tone. It was a moment when, not really a victory, really a very interim temporary victory, but it was a moment, right? It was perhaps a moment to be to thank the Republicans, to thank Mitch McConnell for throwing a lifeline to Democrats.
I'm Brett Baer. We'll see you next time.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with director Alan Taylor of The Many Saints of Newark.
It was both a joy and kind of terrifying because I was so grateful to get back into David Chase's head and his worldview because I continued to love that landscape. I was so aware of the possibility of screwing things up, too, because the fans, you know, still love the show tremendously. And David himself has some very strong feelings, so the bar was high. I was really grateful to get back in there, but it was one of the hardest jobs I ever did, just to try and make sure that we did service to this piece of American culture.
Were there any lingering questions that were answered for you, if you took yourself out of it and as a viewer and as a fan yourself?
For me, the theme sort of the show, but certainly of this movie, is this, you know, the question of whether our destiny is locked or whether we have any kind of freedom to create who we are. The Sopranos men tend to be people who are wrestling with themselves and trying to sort of transcend who they seem to be. We know how Tony sort of turned out, so we go into this thinking, well, did he have to be that way?
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Lincoln was smitten with Douglas. He knew that he was a prophetic figure. He knew that he carried some baggage with him politically, but he wanted to meet Douglas. I mean, they were the two great orators. And, you know, Douglas was stunned at how Lincoln could craft things like the Gettysburg Address. That Gettysburg Address was in the soul of Frederick Douglass. He was trying to say exactly that, and then Lincoln found the words with such concision and inspiration in talking about reconciliation and the need for our country to heal and be a country without racial animosity. So they're, in many ways, they're very similar people. They're using their oratory to move the masses.
So that is Douglas Brinkley, who's helping us out with a special that airs November 7th. At 10 o'clock, right here on Fox News Channel. It's all based on my book, The President and Freedom Fighter, that comes out on the 2nd. And it is Frederick Douglass, Abraham Lincoln, and the Battle to Save America's Soul. It's Frederick, not Stephen Douglass. Started off as Frederick Bailey. And just remarkable people who came from nowhere to rise up and save America at a time in which we arguably needed them most. And I chronicle their story, and it's amazing how much of their story is applicable today, because some people never want to let it go, some people don't want to acknowledge it, and some people have it in perspective, and I would argue it's Condoleezza Rice. I'll be doing some live signings in person, and here's where I'll be, in Manhasset, New York, at Publicans, this great restaurant on Plan Dome Road, November 3rd. On November 4th in Staten Island, Barnes & Noble in Staten Island Mall. Lawrenceville, Georgia, Books A Million, so meet me there in Lawrenceville, that'll be great. Lexington, Kentucky, the 40th Annual Kentucky Book Festival. Then on Sunday, some tickets remain in Charleston Coliseum at the Convention Center. I'm going to be talking about all my books, Winning the War on History, American History, November 7th, Charleston, West Virginia, hotbed of Fox supporters. Let's see everybody out there. Governor Justice could be joining us. Doylestown, Pennsylvania, one day in and out at Salem United Church of Christ. That will be November 11th, so see you there around dinner time. Albany, New York, my first trip upstate, the Bookhouse of Stuyvesant Plaza, going around there just about every weekend. And then that's on November 12th. On the 13th, Elkhart, Indiana. I have tickets remaining for November 21st in Orlando, Florida, WDBO listeners, so get them. VIP opportunities, we could hang out before the show, and I could personalize these books. Also be in Jacksonville, but that is sold out. And then I'll be finishing up in Clearwater, Clearwater on December 4th, which is getting close to sold out, just a few tickets left. So hope to see everyone out there. With the time remaining, let's see if we need to know more.
More to Know. Sponsored by Oxford Gold Group. Call today to learn how you can protect your retirement and savings account. 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
Dave Chappelle responding personally for the first time since outrage over his Netflix special, The Closer, that led to protest about his, some of his comments about transgender people. I've heard it. It is no big deal, but it is a big deal. They do not want to air his documentary because evidently he's radioactive now. His quote is, "I'm more than willing to give you an audience, according to the transgender protests, but you will not summon me." I love it. Next, 43% of viewers watch the Super Bowl for the advertisements. 57% tune in for the actual game. This according to a big Omnicom marketing arm. When it comes to those ads, 97% of respondents want spots that make them laugh. Next. Oh, my goodness. We got to start this earlier. I have like 20 pages.
Well, you have too many events to promote.
Right, that's true. That's my fault. Tonight at 7, I'm going to finish up with four major stories, four of which are in this packet. I'm doing primetime tonight, so join me on Fox News Channel at 7 o'clock amongst our guests Shelby Steele and Dan Crenshaw. If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt, never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1982. The death of John Belushi.
Our paramedics responded to a home in Hollywood Hills. After a short time, had to pronounce the victim dead.
I came because I believe that the nuclear arms race has got to end for the sake of the world.
To be a part of the group of people that are supportive of what we are about, namely stopping the nuclear arms race.
Count number one, not guilty by reason of insanity. A look of wonder came to the faces of John Hinckley's parents. That's the count charging him with attempting to kill the President of the United States.
At the conclusion of tonight's game between the Giants and the Packers, all NFL training facilities will be struck.
I'm just very happy the patient is doing as well as he's doing right now.
It's very obvious that these capsules were tampered with. It was not an accidental thing. It was not a product defect. It was willful and wanton.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Food and Drug Administration has now authorized child-sized doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for younger children.
Children ages 5 to 11 will get just a third of the dose given to teens and adults. A study found the smaller doses were 91% effective at preventing symptomatic COVID-19 in that age group. The 5 to 11-year-olds developed virus-fighting antibodies as strong as those of teens and young adults who got regular doses. And the younger children have similar or fewer reactions to the shots, things such as sore arms or achiness. The FDA assessed the vaccine's safety in 3,100 vaccinated youngsters. Regulators deemed that sufficient considering the data on safety generated from the hundreds of millions of larger doses given to adults and teens worldwide. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Biden administration has approved two portions of Connecticut's request for a major disaster declaration needed to help fund recovery from the remnants of Hurricane Ida. Connecticut was hit hard with an estimated $7.2 million in damage from the early September storm. It stunned the U.S. East Coast with record-breaking rain and caused dozens of deaths around the region. Democrats and Republicans alike see next week's election in Virginia as a bellwether for next year's midterm elections.
It's very close, and people need to turn out. I mean, obviously, if they haven't voted already.
Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says things are looking good for Republicans.
Because if a race is close, the side with the momentum is usually the one that wins. So I think people are right.
Republicans hope a Glenn Youngkin victory next week over former governor, Democrat Terry McAuliffe, will signal their party has momentum headed into the 2022 midterms. Bob Agnew reporting.
Meanwhile, Britain is naming a thinning Antarctica ice mass the Glasgow Glacier, symbolizing the vast implications for the World of Climate Conference starting Sunday. More at townhall.com.
If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're paying too much for your wireless service. Because Pure Talk gives you the exact same 5G coverage as one of those big carriers, on the exact same network, but saves the average family over $800 a year. And Pure Talk doesn't lock you into an overpriced, unlimited data contract. Why pay for data you don't need? Instead, get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone and keep your number. Or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. So what are you waiting for? Start saving today. Go to puretalk.com, type in your address to find the coverage at your home, then enter promo code HALFOFF, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code HALFOFF. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
Sudanese security forces shot and killed protesters in the country's capital as thousands took to the streets protesting a recent military coup.
The sound of gunshots echoed through the streets of Khartoum. Sudanese military patrolled the streets of the capital as protesters marched in force against the military government takeover. Several people were killed despite repeated appeals by the West to Sudan's new military rulers to show restraint and allow peaceful protests. Pro-democracy groups had called for protests across the country to press for reinstating a deposed transitional government, which threatens to derail the country's full transition to democracy. I'm Karen Chamas.
Local media reporting more than 160 buildings in a town in northwestern Myanmar, including at least two churches, have been destroyed by fires caused by the shelling of government troops. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. More people are lighting up.
Cigarette sales have increased for the first time in 20 years. A new report from the Federal Trade Commission says the country's largest cigarette manufacturers sold 203.7 billion cigarettes last year as the country grappled with stressors from the pandemic, up from 202.9 billion in 2019. Tobacco companies in 2020 also boosted their spending on cigarette advertising, shelling out $7.84 billion, up from $7.26 billion in 2019. Patrick Frost reporting.
According to the CDC, cigarette smoking is responsible for more than 480,000 deaths in this country, including more than 41,000 related to secondhand smoke. That's about one in five deaths annually, or about 1,300 deaths every day. On average, smokers die 10 years earlier than non-smokers. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There is no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
from the Fox News radio studios in New York City. Information you want. Truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone. It's Brian Kilmeade coming to you from New York. Heard around the country, heard around the world. The Brian Kilmeade Show will feature Shannon Bream and Governor Chris Christie in a matter of moments. A lot going on. The President of the United States met with the Pope a short time ago. Behind closed doors, no cameras. Don't know if that's his pro-choice stance or not. Has them meeting for over an hour behind the scenes. I don't know what they could be talking about. Number two, he's going to go ahead and meet with G20. He's going to meet with Francois Macron, who, understandably, we sold some nuclear subs without telling him, destroying his multi-billion-dollar deal with his private companies. He's a man of the U.K. as well. So he's been a disaster overseas as his president. And domestically, he does not have a bipartisan or reconciliation package yet to talk about. Will that get done? We'll find out. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
It's a movement to stand up for Virginians, for parents, and to reject government control. And Terry McAuliffe has demonstrated that he cares more about his own career than he does for Virginians. This is our moment as Virginians to come together. We're winning the independent vote by double digits. We have Democrats walking across the aisle in droves.
Stunning reversal. The rookie Republican in the blue state of Virginia goes from long shot to leader in the Virginia governor's race. I'll ask Governor Chris Christie about that.
Number two.
We've had a lot of our members that have been seriously ill and recovered and have the antibody levels. So that's just the service we've given to the citizens and residents of New York City. And the mayor hasn't given us any deference or even treated us the same as anybody else. We're being treated like numbers on a spreadsheet.
Yeah, that is true. That's Jim McCarthy, the Firefighters Union president. Mandate mania to cost firefighters, cops, and city workers their jobs and their careers in New York and Chicago. This is all politically driven, an unnecessary battle. Has Mayor de Blasio thought of what is it going to be like without thousands of cops and firefighters and sanitation workers on their streets?
Number one.
It's a framework that will create millions of jobs, grow the economy, invest in our nation and our people, turn the climate crisis into an opportunity and put us on a path not only to compete, but to win the economic competition. No one got everything they wanted, including me, but that's what compromise is.
Really? With your own party and you can't get it done. Not delivering. That's how I describe what the Dems have done to the reeling President Biden as he lands in Italy. He wanted a massive spending bill. He wanted two of them. Nancy Pelosi guaranteed one of them. He's got none of them. Joining me now, Governor Christie. Governor Christie, welcome back. How are you feeling?
Feeling great, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. Really good. First off, bring us right now to what happened yesterday, as you understand it. The president went to close the deal. He went to close at least one of the two bills. What happened?
Look, he didn't get it done. I mean, it's that simple. And it's because he has not led in his own party, let alone led in the country. And this is, you can't do this stuff based on these artificial timelines when you haven't brought people together. And so he had a fake announcement, you know, yesterday morning that everything was done. They had a framework. And then when you go back and talk to the people who are actually going to have to vote on it, they haven't even seen a bill yet. They don't even know what he's talking about. So, you know, it's theater. It's theater by Joe Biden, which has gone flat. If this were a Broadway show, it would be closed on the first night. You know, this is just a bad, bad show that he's putting on, not to mention the awful policy that is behind these things. So he went to Europe looking weak, which is not good for America, but it is the reality of the Biden presidency so far.
So one thing we have is 1,600-plus pages. My sense is they'll get something. I don't know what else they're going to do, but who knows. Expansion of health care coverage, that's Obamacare, $150 billion for affordable housing. Earned income tax credit, child tax credit extension for another year, paying thousands per kid. Pell Grant expanding $100 billion for immigration. Well, that's interesting. Clean energy tax credits to the tune of $550 billion. Taxes on corporations, 15% threshold, but they won't raise the corporate tax rate. Free preschool for everybody in the country for 3- and 4-year-olds. What's out? Drug pricing, competition, billionaires tax, paid family leave, the Clean Electricity Performance Program, free community college, and Medicare that includes dental and vision. So I worry about what the nuances in this bill are and what people in New Jersey and New York want. They want that salt tax back. And people like Tom Suozzi, the congressman of Long Island, said, I won't vote for this Democrat unless that's gone. That's not even on the table that I could see.
I don't think it is on the table. And the rest of the country is not going to want to give that to states like California, New York, my own state of New Jersey, because our states spend out of control. And other parts of the country say, why should the taxpayers in the rest of the country pay for the excesses of state governments in these blue states? You know, when spending has gone up 30% in New Jersey over the last 4 years under a Democratic governor, why should taxpayers in, you know, Nebraska have to pay for that? So I think they're going to have a tough pull on that, and I don't think it's going to make it. What you see here and what you should be concerned about is these programs that they're expanding and they're putting a one-year sunset on to bring down the price of the bill to lower. Are Democrats really going to take away those things? And Republicans are going to have to be very clear about what they want to do in the 2022 election. Because I'll tell you, as a voter, I'm going to be listening to whether or not they're going to sunset some of this stuff. Because the big problem, Brian, and this is where we as the party failed on Obamacare, we promised to get rid of it, and when we were in complete control of the White House, the House, and the Senate, we didn't do it. And I will tell you, I think that we need to be able to speak strongly about this expansion is something that we will roll back if we take control again, whether it's next year in the House and the Senate, to force it to Biden's desk, or more importantly, in 2024.
I'm talking to Governor Christie, obviously. We'll talk about Virginia in a second. But just so you know, if people listening to us right now say, well, I do agree with President Biden, those horrible rich people aren't paying enough. The Wall Street Journal took a look at what could be coming down the pike if this thing passes. If you look at the taxes right now, the top marginal personal tax income rate with the state tax, if you're in New York and California, you're paying 60%. So do you think that the people giving $6 out of every $10 they make aren't paying enough, which would be higher? It's higher than Europe. Welfare states that people always say, we know socialism in like Britain and Europe has. The UK pays 45%, Italy 47%, Germany 47%, France 55%. So you understand that our tax rate already is higher than Europe.
Look, Brian, take New Jersey as an example. The top 1% in New Jersey pays 44% of the income tax.
Amazing.
In the state.
Yeah.
So this idea, this myth that, that you know, people who have been successful are not paying enough in taxes is a myth. And it's a myth that the Democrats love to play, love to have class warfare, because there are more people making less than there are making more. And so they want – it's all about a cynical way to try to get more votes. We have to be out there telling people what the truth is, where I think most people would reasonably believe that in New Jersey, if the top 1% are already paying 44% of the income tax, that certainly constitutes more than fair share.
I would think so. So let's talk about the New Jersey race. The latest Fox poll has Cetterelli trailing, I think, by 6 points. What do you think? Do you think he's the Republican still has a shot against the sitting Governor Murphy?
Yeah, I think he does because of this. Think about this comparison. In 2009, when I beat John Corzine, Barack Obama's approval rating in New Jersey was plus 21. He was 21 points more favorable than less favorable in this state. In the latest Fox poll, Joe Biden is 6 points underwater in New Jersey at 43%. So what I think is going to happen here is the national mood is infecting what's happening in both New Jersey and Virginia. It's helping both Jack Cittarelli and Glenn Youngkin. And I think there's enough anti-Biden, anti-Democrat momentum, even in a blue state like New Jersey and a purple state like Virginia, to give both Glenn and Jack very good chances of pulling this off next Tuesday.
What was your polling going into the first race with Corzine? What was your polling? Were you ahead?
We were essentially within the margin of error. There were a number of public polls out there. You know, the Monmouth poll, for instance, had us losing by 3 points going into Election Day. But then you had the PPP poll that had us up by 2 points. We wound up winning by 4.5 points. So there was a 7-point difference between what Mama said was going to happen and what actually happened with us on Election Day. So these polls are very variable. It's getting tougher to poll, as we all know, with the advent of cell phones and whether people really want to talk to pollsters anymore. I say look at the macro environment. And the macro environment here, Brian, is very negative for Democrats. And I can guarantee you that Terry McAuliffe and Governor Phil Murphy are very nervous today and will be nervous until these votes come in on Tuesday night.
So looking to close, Murphy brings in the big guns. I want to get your impression of the person he called and what he said. Cut 21.
Right now in America, we are the only major country on earth not to guarantee paid family.
That was Bernie Sanders. Does Governor Murphy think that Bernie Sanders resonates with the type of people that have put him over the top and lock in a second victory? What do you know, New Jersey?
Now, look, what Governor Murphy is doing is Governor Murphy's running for president, okay? Believe it or not, Phil Murphy is running for president, and he needs to have the support of the acolytes of Bernie Sanders because he's a guy who said he was going to make New Jersey the California of the East. He is playing completely to the AOC, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, far left wing. And that's what he's planning to do. And anybody who tells you anything differently is not telling you the truth.
Oh, wow. That's I never thought of him as presidential timber. I did appreciate the fact that he was not falling in line with all the anti-Trumpers during the whole pandemic. But what he has done in New Jersey, I'm really surprised that he thinks he's got presidential hope. But on the left, I actually don't know who they have. I mean, Governor Newsom, for the longest time, seemed to be the man. But obviously, I think that it's pretty clear that he's an empty suit, and he's lucky to even have that job and see what he's done since the recall. But I want to bring people at home up to date on what's happening in in Virginia, because now you have Terry McAuliffe in the latest poll, Virginia parents, likely voters, parents, 56-42 in favor of Youngkin. For a choice for governor, if voting now among likely voters, Youngkin up 53-45. It's a rapid reversal for those Virginia registered voters. It's Youngkin by one. He was trailing by eight. What's happening in Virginia? Have you seen anything like this? I know it's just one poll, but have you seen anything like this? They were dead heat in four straight polls, and now this. What do you, go inside the numbers, Chris.
Look, my guess is that what the Fox News poll is showing is the trend. I think that it's 8 points is too high for Youngkin, but I would not be surprised that Youngkin is up by a couple of points at this point. And it's showing, I think what the poll is showing is the trend towards Youngkin. And that trend has been going on ever since that debate where Terry McAuliffe said parents shouldn't be involved in deciding what their children are learning. And that cuts across party lines, Brian. Democrat parents don't want to hear that. Independent parents sure don't want to hear it. And Republican parents are outraged by it. You know, Terry McAuliffe did something that Glenn Youngkin up to that point was unable to accomplish. He united people across all parties on an issue. And that issue is parents not only have a right to be involved in what their children are learning, in my view and in the view of most people, they have an obligation to be involved in what their children are learning. And I think this trend has been going since that time. I do think at that point, Glenn probably was down by 8 or 9 points. And now we're going to see if on Tuesday night he can close the gap and go ahead. I think he is ahead. And I think he is going to win on Tuesday night.
So here's what Mark Penn said, a longtime Clinton pollster, cut 18.
I myself was puzzled in the last week or so where McAuliffe brought in Biden and Harris, and he knows that the Democrat numbers
Stacey Abrams,
tank.
Obama.
So, I mean, McAuliffe should have made it a local race about local issues and his performance, and instead he nationalized it. So I did think he made a major mistake in the last 2 weeks.
And McAuliffe is an operative. I mean, I didn't even know he'd ever be a candidate, let alone he was governor for 4 years. But he's always worked behind the scenes. He ran the DNC. So what about nationalizing an election in Virginia? What were they thinking?
Well, I think Terry McAuliffe got nervous, and he went back to what he knows, which is his prominent, wealthy, influential, big Democrat friends like the people that were just mentioned, Obama, Biden, Harris, Stacey Abrams, right? These are folks who national Democrats like Terry McAuliffe think are great. Democrats in Virginia, not so much. And look, this is the great contrast, and I think if Youngkin wins, it's a great lesson. Youngkin has not nationalized this race. Youngkin has not had President Trump in. Youngkin has not had big national Republicans in. Glenn Youngkin has made this a race about Glenn Youngkin and about the people of Virginia. And I did exactly the same thing in 2009 when I ran against John Corzine. The only Republican I had in who you could consider a national Republican, but he was really a regional hero, was Rudy Giuliani. He was the only person that I invited in to campaign for me in 2009 that wasn't related to New Jersey. And when you're mayor of New York City, it's like you're part of New Jersey. And so, you know, I think this is the right path for a challenger to take. Mm-hmm. I think Youngkin did a great job by not inviting in any national Republicans to do that kind of thing. And I think McAuliffe, right, when he loses Tuesday night, is going to look back on that decision as an enormous mistake and the second turning point of the race. But the first one, right, was that debate comment when he said parents should not be involved in what their children are learning.
Governor, you really brought your A-game. I don't know how much I'm paying you, but I'm going to double it.
Excellent.
All right. Governor Chris Christie, thanks so much.
Hey, Brian, always great to be on. Everybody have a great weekend.
You too. Back in a moment.
Coming to you on a need-to-know basis, because, man, do you need to know. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-722-4547. 800-722-4547. 800-722-4547. 800-722-4547.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market all-time highs every day. U.S. debt never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Strangers giving back to a World War II veteran and a surprise birthday party makes today's Dean's List. Corey A. Hsu turned 100 years old, and an organization called Carolina Cruisin' for Jeeps wanted to help celebrate. Their focus is to give back to the community to help veterans, active military, and police officers. One way the organization does so is by hosting neighborhood cruises with police escorts. 49 vehicles drove by Mr. Hsu, who sat in his backyard yard surrounded by 100 flags, a big birthday banner, and friends and family, as well as veterans. People waved, honked horns, and raised military flags in his honor. Many of the police officers and veterans in the parade stopped, got off their bikes, and saluted Mr. Hsu before continuing their route. Mr. Hsu's granddaughter, Taylor, is also a member of the organization and had been planning this surprise for some time. Mr. Hsu, happy birthday. You deserve to be celebrated on the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Movie Profile with Fandango's Eric Davis and a look at new releases streaming this week.
Welcome to the Blumhouse introduces the first installment of this horror anthology series.
In The Manor, Barbara Hershey stars as a woman who moves into a nursing home after having a stroke, and then she realizes that something supernatural is afoot. And then in Madres, we have a Mexican-American couple who are expecting their first child, and they relocate to a farming community in the 1970s in California. And then the wife begins to experience some really strange symptoms and terrifying visions.
And also on Amazon Prime, the documentary Justin Bieber, Our World.
This delves into Justin Bieber's life, and it documents his life leading up to what actually became his first full concert that he put on in 3 years, the New Year's Eve show of 2020, which was really the last time everything felt normal around the world.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Democratic nominee and 42nd President of the United States, Bill Clinton, addressed the Democratic Convention in 1992 at Madison Square Garden in New York City.
Let it be our cause that we give this child a country that is coming together, not coming apart. A country of boundless hopes and endless dreams. A country that once again lifts its people and inspires the world. Let that be our cause, our commitment, and our new covenant. My fellow Americans, I end tonight where it all began for me. I still believe in a place called hope. God bless you, and God bless America.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
The American heroes that were hung in there during the pandemic, every single day while we watch them on television, go to the hospital every day, pick people up, haul them to the hospitals, get into their homes, get sick, and they're the first people that we're going to throw under the bus. You know, on this, on the supply chain issue, it's even more insane because the American Trucking Association said just today that if the vaccine mandate is put into place, 37% of every trucker in America is going to be gone.
And so what he's talking about is the vaccine mandate in these cities with Mayor de Blasio, these liberal mayors like Lori Lightfoot in Seattle, in Portland. They're just putting in these vaccine mandates. So they're losing cops and firefighters. Maybe that's the goal. As sanitation workers, is that the goal? Really? And if you have a contract with the federal government, you're going to be susceptible. For example, Citibank, they have sent out notice that all their employees got to get vaccinated or they're not allowed to be in work and that therefore henceforth not be employed. So is this the hammer that the American people are going to respond to while the cases and deaths and hospitalizations go through the floor? Because thankfully, we're on the other side of this. And then if a variant rolls in, it'll be another challenge and another mandate. Then we get the flu shot. And then we're going to be forced to wrap our ankles because of potholes or else.
She thought her life was in danger.
How one mystery became a mass grave.
We found another set of remains, a third set of remains, and a fourth set of remains.
Is there a serial killer on the loose?
The beautiful beaches of Long Island, New York have become the latest backdrop in a murder mystery.
Grim Tide, Hunting the Long Island Serial Killer. There's two ways to solve the mystery. Listen to the podcast now on Fox News Podcasts and watch on Fox Nation. Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, The Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
She thought her life was in danger.
How one mystery became a mass grave.
We found another set of remains, a third set of remains, and a fourth set of remains.
Is there a serial killer on the loose?
The beautiful beaches of Long Island, New York, have become the latest backdrop in a murder mystery.
Grim Tide, Hunting the Long Island Serial Killer. There's two ways to solve the mystery. Listen to the podcast now on Fox News Podcasts and watch on Fox Nation.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, The Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1995. Mike Tyson.
In the last 3 years, I had the chance to reflect on my life and develop my mind, and I will continue my journey to making myself a better person.
The federal building on 5th is going to be your main target. You have half of the building collapsed all the way from the roof down.
Very frustrating for firefighters because there are some areas where we're reaching and touching people, but we just can't get to them.
The bombing in Oklahoma City was an attack on innocent children and defenseless citizens. It was an act of cowardice, and it was evil.
I did not, nor to my knowledge, did anyone else in the White House destroy, mishandle, or misappropriate any document in Vincent Foster's office.
The White House has contended that the Clintons were passive investors in Whitewater. The facts are otherwise.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
I believe every father should step up and answer the call.
The meaning and power of fatherhood is a central theme in the movie Courageous, the product of Christian filmmakers Alex and Stephen Kendrick. 10 years after the film's debut, it's still making an impact with an updated version called Courageous Legacy. Stephen Kendrick.
We filmed a new ending that has some twists and turns to it to show where these officers are 10 years later.
But truth can be more powerful than fiction, and the brothers' first documentary about fatherhood, called Show Me the Father, takes a look at stories of men and how their relationships with their fathers, good or bad, influence their understanding of God. Alex Kendrick.
There were audible gasps halfway through the movie as people began looking at some of the true life twists and turns. So we wanted to tell these stories so that people could relate to one or more of these powerful stories. But at the end, all of them point toward hope, healing, and a relationship with God the Father.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
The talk show
that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Well, I don't think we've ever seen the federal government be this heavy-handed with vaccination mandates before. And so this is definitely uncharted waters. What they're doing with federal contractors, they have thousands and thousands of employees who've been working throughout this entire pandemic in the state of Florida. Now all of a sudden, they're basically being put to either lose your job or do the shot. And some of them have made the decision that that's something that they don't want to do.
That is Governor DeSantis going the exact opposite way of just about every blue state and certainly the White House when it comes to the vax mandates. The numbers are extremely high in Florida, not for cases, hospitalizations, and deaths, but for vaccinations. But he's not firing people for not wearing a mask. He's not firing people, like today in New York and Chicago, for not having a vaccine. He is educating them, letting them make their own decisions, and adjusting accordingly. That is the state in which Shannon Bream was reared. She is a Fox News legal analyst. She hosts Fox News at night. She's the author of The Women of the Bible. Shannon, are you proud of your governor allowing freedom to reign free?
Listen, I am a seventh generation Floridian, and we are an independent people.
You go back to Ponce de Leon? Is it seventh? Is it possible?
We discovered the springs there. Yeah, my family goes way back. And think about this. That last gubernatorial election there was so close. I mean, it was like in the thousands of votes for DeSantis. So Florida could be a totally different scenario at this point. And some people might like that. There are those who feel like, you know, DeSantis is way too open with the way the state has operated and the decisions he's made. But there are plenty of people there and plenty of people moving there. I think the New York Times a few months ago had a piece about how realtors are literally just, you know, cold calling, knocking on people's doors saying, what would it take for you to sell your house? Like, just name your price. Because there are a lot of people who are drawn to that level of freedom and autonomy to say, yeah, for most people, they may say, the vaccine is for me. This is, you know, makes sense. I'm doing it. But if you want to have a different scenario for your kids where they can go to school with or without masks, you want to be able to make some of your own decisions. Florida is the place for you.
But just think about this, Shannon. With all the challenges that are at our control, we're on the other side of this pandemic until another variant, which is not out there, thankfully, comes by and challenges us differently. There's no reason for my way or the highway type mandate. Listen to what's happening in the state. Are you still in New York?
I am.
All right. So in the state, in the city you're in the state you're in, today's the deadline for sanitation workers, cops, firefighters, and all city personnel. Here's Jim McCarthy, FDNY president.
Us to respond in March of 2020. We did the same thing. We pulled everybody from their offline assignments, put them back into the firehouse, and we responded to all of those calls. When everybody was home, working from home, and all the businesses were closed, every firefighter and fire officer was in the firehouse responding to emergencies, COVID, and being exposed to COVID, and then some of them got very seriously ill. Some of them came back and exposed their families to COVID. So we've had a lot of our members that have been seriously ill and recovered and have the antibody levels. Mm-hmm. So that's the service we've given to the citizens and residents of New York City, and the mayor hasn't given us any deference or even treated us the same as anybody else. We're being treated like numbers on a spreadsheet rather than workers.
It is a joke, and I don't think people fully understand. I don't understand where the outrage with the teachers are because so many decided not to get vaccinated. I think the teachers' union, for some reason, is on the same side as the mandate. I think, like the police chief, I'm not sure if they're compromised to a degree. But the FDNY has 68% vaccination rate, NYPD 80%, sanitation 67%, corrections 53%. So congratulations, New York. You're further depleted in areas in which you can least afford it.
Yeah, it's frightening, actually. And, you know, people around here are starting to point to the trash on the streets and say, like, okay, is that going to get picked up? That's a nuisance and an eyesore, but it is the lack of an ambulance being able to show up or an officer on the scene of a crime. I mean, those are very real things. Our buddy Jason Rance, who's on all the time and reports out of the Northwest, is talking about how this is playing out in real time in Seattle. He said that the records show for the entire month of November, they're short-staffed every single day. They're asking for people to volunteer to come in and take patrol shifts. And the problem is that means detectives and people who would be out actually investigating investigating and trying to solve crimes and put people away are now having to respond to 911 calls, so they're not able to solve crime, get people off the streets. Plus, there's enormous burnout, which you've got to imagine is going to happen here when you're calling people in for 24-hour shifts and overtime, which is super expensive, and a grind on these men and women who have, as you pointed out, been the ones showing up all during COVID, taking the risk before there was a vaccine. These people have been worked to the bone over the last 20 months, and we have been saluting and cheering them until this moment. And I think there just has to be some nuance in this conversation. I don't think you can say, listen, if you've got natural immunity and you can show it through your antibodies or through test results or whatever you've got, that you got that because you were showing up for work, and now we're going to punish you and not even give you credit for that. It's just very heavy-handed. I think the administration at some point is going to have to say, all right, let's have a conversation about natural immunity.
Yes. Now, the other area of expertise is Virginia. Why would that be?
Well, because I was Miss Virginia.
Thank you. Which, do you ever lose that title? What kind of power do you get with that?
Yeah, it's 1 year, and then they kick you to the curb. It's on to the new girl.
Well, to me, you're still in power.
I'm still ruling over the Commonwealth.
Yes.
I'm guessing it's because you think I'm more qualified, because I live there and I actually have been covering this for a long time. You know, Katie Pavlich and I both live in Northern Virginia, which is very, very liberal. For the most part, there are a mix of conservatives here and there, but it, you know, it's very much the D.C. vibe. And she and I were talking about how we're out running with our dogs and stuff, and I've been surprised to see as many Youngkin signs as I have, the, you know, the Republican who's running. It's a bold statement in my neighborhood to put a Youngkin sign out. It's sort of like putting out your Trump sign. So I've been surprised that so many of my neighbors have boldly, like, covered their yards in these signs. It shows me that there's got to be a close race there if people in my, you know, somewhat left-leaning neighborhood are willing to do that.
How about this? You have a Fox poll which has the choice for governor voting right now for likely voters, Youngkin 53%. McAuliffe 45%. It was 51-46 McAuliffe just a month ago. Now, mm-hmm. Fox News poll on to trust to do better on the job. Youngkin beats McAuliffe by 1 on the coronavirus. Education, he beats McAuliffe by 6. On the economy, he beats him by 9. On crime, he beats him by 12. Now, listen, this is just a poll, but the last four polls had him in a virtual dead heat. Mm-hmm. Jenna, I'm not sure if you're working Election Day. You usually do, but this is getting very interesting. Am I wrong to think this tells a bigger story than the Virginia story, if, of course, Youngkin is either within a whisker of winning or actually wins?
I do, and because, listen, the McAuliffe people have acknowledged that, you know, they kind of didn't want to be tied to the Biden administration right now because it is struggling so much with Afghanistan, with the supply chain, with the economy, with all kinds of things, the gridlock in Washington. But this education issue has blown up to be a huge thing in Virginia, with McAuliffe saying, I don't think parents should be calling the shots. That was a statement that since then it seems like that is what it really impacted the trajectory, that the Youngkin folks were able to jump on that and say, okay, parents, if you're mad about curriculum and what's happening with your kids, this sexual assault that happened in a Loudoun County, allegedly more than one Loudoun County school, that kind of stuff really ticked off parents regardless of party. But you got to remember, there's been early voting in Virginia like there is everywhere now. So that's been going on for a while. So whether those votes, you know, were locked in before some of the recent momentum change, whether that's a problem for Youngkin, we'll find out on Tuesday or sometime next week when this stuff finally gets counted.
Here's Mark Penn, Cut 18.
I myself was puzzled in the last week or so, where McAuliffe brought in Biden and Harris, and he knows that the Democrat numbers
Stacey Abrams, Obama.
So, McAuliffe should have made it a local race about local issues and his performance, and instead he nationalized it. So I did think he made a major mistake in the last 2 weeks.
Right, and you know what Youngkin said? I don't want anybody. I just want to talk about Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So believe that this will be a loss for Obama, Stacey Abrams, Joe Biden, Jill Biden, all who put their personal clout, everybody except Michelle Obama, every famous Democrat alive showed up for McAuliffe, and he lost points.
Right. I mean, it seems like in the last couple of weeks when they've had those big names in, it's not been good timing in this race for McAuliffe. But here's the thing. He has constantly talked about Trump and trying to link Glenn Youngkin and Trump as if they're joined.
That's another good point. Yeah.
So I feel like if you want to nationalize the race by trying to bring Trump into the Youngkin camp and by bringing in all of the heavy hitters on your side who are the big national names, that's a very specific choice. I don't know how that's going to play with the people of Virginia. Again, Northern Virginia, which is very heavily populated, D.C. suburbs, that kind of thing, they may respond to that. But we have not seen the crowds showing up for these big events with some of those big Democratic names where Youngkin is having overflow crowds. I learned my lesson that you cannot predict, elections based on that, because I remember the huge crowds that Romney and Paul Ryan were having in Northern Virginia right before Election Day. So I feel like it's anecdotal, but it's interesting. So it sounds like Terry McAuliffe has decided to make this a national debate. And if he does that, he does it at great risk because of the challenges the Biden administration is facing right now.
Lastly, Andrew Cuomo charged with misdemeanor sex crimes in New York, charged with groping a former aide in Albany's executive mansion, the crime that could send him to jail for a year. I understand the attorney general of New York didn't know about it. A sheriff charged him with it. Could you unwind how much trouble you believe on the surface, without probing deeply in the case, using your legal background, Shannon, he's in?
Honestly, if it only remains this case, I don't think it's going to be terrible for him, only because he'd be considered a first-time offender if convicted. Good luck finding a completely unbiased jury pool. They've heard a lot about this governor in the last few months. The problem is that we understand there could potentially be other criminal investigations. That's, if they start to add up, that's a real issue for him. But honestly, if this is the only one that actually gets to some kind of trial and he's convicted, I think as a one-time or first-time offender, it wouldn't be the end of the world for him.
It's not the end of the world, just the beginning of a new world. Shannon Breen, this is your last appearance with me today. I was supposed to be on the 5. We had some scheduling issues.
Well, you're a popular man.
Right, but I'll be on the 7 tonight at primetime. Do you have cable?
I don't. I can't afford that, but right. I have the Fox News app.
Yeah, do that. Watch me on that, because I'm slightly delayed. I'm like 2 seconds off on that.
Well, that's good for your cursing and stuff. I feel more comfortable with
it. I have a very salty mouth. But great job last night finishing off the show.
Thank you, and I'll see you on the 5. Then we'll see you on the 7, and then I'll see you at midnight. How about that?
That'll be great. Shannon Bream's got a lot of work to do. I'm glad she's in New York. Stay indoors. We have no more cops left. And don't get a heart attack, because we have no EMTs. But besides that...
Well, I know karate. No, I'm good.
Yeah, which you took in third grade. Shannon Bream, thanks so much.
Bye.
All right, listen, just a quick reminder. Resident of Freedom Fighter, if you're listening, I'm probably coming to a city near you. We have about 36 separate stops. It is Frederick Douglass, Abraham Lincoln, and the Battle to Save America's Soul. In West Virginia, my first time I'm going on stage to talk about all these books since the pandemic hit. I cannot wait to see everybody out there. Go to Charleston, West Virginia. In Orlando, November 21st, December 3rd and 4th. In Clearwater on the 4th, just a handful of seats left. Ponte Vedra is sold out. So besides that, I have other stops more traditional, but these are more audience-driven VIP opportunities, a chance to really meet you guys in person and talk about the war on American history. And I have an editorial about to come out on FoxNews.com, because Condoleezza Rice's conversation on The View really is something that plays right into the Frederick Douglass Abraham Lincoln debate. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market all-time highs every day. U.S. debt never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
So as you guys know, Mark's gone.
The float artist at Fred's Floral just took off days before the parade. They need a replacement before business passes them by.
And who am I going to get to finish the float?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
She thought her life was in danger.
How one mystery became a mass grave.
We found another set of remains, a third set of remains, and a fourth set of remains.
Is there a serial killer on the loose?
The beautiful beaches of Long Island, New York, have become the latest backdrop in a murder mystery.
Grim Tide, hunting the Long Island serial killer. There's two ways to solve the mystery. Listen to the podcast now on Fox News Podcasts and watch on Fox Nation. Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, The Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome back. I'm just watching an awkward exchange between the President of the United States at the G20 and President Macron of France, where he's reckoning and bringing back Lafayette as talking about our relationship and the heritage of our partnership. But what they're upset about, and I'm glad that President Biden did just communicate it, that he upended the Australian nuclear submarine missile deal that cost private companies in France billions of dollars they've been working on for 10 years because they didn't tell them. And Joe Biden evidently was totally in the dark on it by his own government cutting this deal. And now I guess Macron's got to look tough to President Biden. But President Biden is bringing up, my father once told me, Lafayette came here in the Revolutionary War. We thank you for that, helping you. So I'm sure it's going to be spun. It's going to be spun in a positive way. But just so you know, it's flat out embarrassing. Let's find out if there's more to know.
More to know. Sponsored by Oxford Gold Group. Call today to learn how you can protect your retirement and savings account. 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
The NAACP is urging pro athletes to avoid deals with Texas teams. This is a joke. They say over the past few months, legislators in Texas have passed archaic policy disguised as laws, all about election laws. If you're black, and avoid Texas. If you want a lower chances of dying from coronavirus, avoid Texas. Really? They had better numbers than almost every other state. They don't mandate and tell you what to do. I think a lot of athletes appreciate that, hence Kyrie Irving. So I hope they all ignore this. Big Wall Street Journal story today. So you're not going to sign a long-term deal with the Texans, with the Astros, with the Rangers, or with FC Austin, even though Matthew McConaughey's there? Next. PETA urges Major League Baseball to stop offending cows, replace the bullpen with arm barn. That was an idea, Pete, you had already. Do you feel as though they stole this idea from you?
Yeah, it's just, I mean, with all the things that are happening with animal mistreatment, this is the most important issue.
Exactly.
Renaming of the bullpen to the arm barn, because that'll really get the
right
message across.
Because the bulls are really complaining about the way they're treated. I did not know that you have a horse. That's similar to a bull, right, Allison?
I mean, they both have hooves.
Right. So there you go.
Exactly.
Is this something that is addressing a simmering problem in America?
I think PETA did a very good job about getting their name in the headlines over something totally irrelevant.
Next, the deadly Rush shooting probe is focusing on why live rounds were on the set. That is the most common question in America. The key question focusing on during the investigation, how they got there. As far as we understand, according to the sheriff, live rounds should not be on the set. Everybody that we've spoken to knows that live rounds should not be on the set. Why they're there is going to be the main question. That's pretty interesting. That, according to Sheriff Adam Mendoza, who refuses to use the term accident yet.
I heard that, which is very, very interesting indeed.
Why?
You don't know, right? I mean, you don't know. I mean, Baldwin, but then what about the prop guy? Like, was it an accident? Why were live rounds there?
He mistakenly handed him a hot gun. I have not heard anybody walk that back. But the question is, why was Baldwin in a rehearsal, which they say they weren't rolling on?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not an actor, so I don't know how uncommon that is to do rehearsal and not roll on it, to point it right at the cameraman.
I would agree with that. But also, I mean, how common is it if it's a rehearsal to even have anything in the barrel?
Yep. Next. Well, same story, really. Alec Baldwin resurfaced in Brabant, but he's wearing the same beard and everything that makes him look like a homeless 1880s cowboy. He was evidently in a quaint town, I guess trying not to make a lot of publicity. The owner of the Italian market, Chris Standard, told Fox in an interview that he was on foot picking up food to order nearby. Monday afternoon, he was there. Quote, I was taking out my trash, and my acquaintance that works for me said, you won't believe who just came in here. TMZ first shared a photo of the family getting takeout at the restaurant. I just feel bad for him. There's no way he's a killer. There's no way he meant to do that. I don't care what the investigation says.
No, I totally agree with you. And I think a lot of people feel that way, even though they have different feelings about Baldwin and Jones.
Right. Nothing to do with your feelings. And it's a tragedy all around. But thanks so much for listening. Watch me tonight at 7, prime time. If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market all-time highs every day. U.S. debt never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hand and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In 1971, Margaret Thatcher, then a member of Parliament, addressed the ability of women to be successful in government. This was 8 years before she became Prime Minister.
Now, I've heard this argument frequently, that women are really rather more emotional than men. Really, women are intensely practical. Again, I don't mean that flippantly. We are an intensely practical sex. We often get on with the job. We don't always talk about it as much as men. We get on doing it. But women are very much more modest in running for Parliament than men. Nothing like as many of them put up, as you know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life,
Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.